Mr. Clerk.
Great. All right, good evening, everybody. This is a Finance Audit Facilities Planning Committee meeting of the Board of Trustees of the Carnotillo Independent School District. Today is December 10th, 2012. The time is 6:13 p.m. Ms. Cortez, can you please call roll?
Mr. Sergio Coronado.
Here.
Mrs. Laura Soros.
Here.
Mr. Adrian Medina.
Here.
All committee members present.
Thank you. All right, it takes us to the first agenda item.
Agenda item 2A, pre-K through 8 Architect Engineering Roundtable Discussion.
All right, Ms. Matthews.
Yes,
y'all want to go down to the table over there so we can... If you'd like, Lori, whatever you prefer.
Okay, I'll go where the boys are.
It's completely up to you. We're in a circle anyways. All right, let's take a couple minutes here. Wait for Dr. Murphy to come. I want to thank our board president for appointing me in this committee, and I want to welcome all our committee members, Lori and Adrian. We've got a lot on our plate. And all right.
Sorry.
Doc? Okay. All right. Jennifer? Good evening.
Good evening.
Everybody? Everybody else? Good evening. How are y'all doing?
So in the last few weeks, everyone has been pounding away, VMAC, the architect, everybody, to see how we can bring this in line. And as a result of that, Google and Carl have put together Scheme 3, which is basically what you guys have looked at, and it identifies, you know, some of the alternates and puts a price to those. And VMAC has provided this excellent kind of breakdown that adds up the total dollar amount, the ads, what's included in the base bid, and where we're at right now. And we think we've come pretty close to hitting the goal here. And so if you want, Carl, you want to introduce Scheme 3 before we...
All right. And before we do that, let's go ahead for the record, we can identify who is here at the round table. If we'll start over here on the left and identify yourself so we can get...
Juan Galindo, Encon International.
Okay.
Alex Wolfer with Encon.
Jennifer Matthews from Facilities. I've invited NCON because right away we've got all of our, and that's a further agenda item at all, our soil testing coming up.
Jose Bernardo, School Systems, Consulting Engineers for Carl Daniel.
Hugo Saldana, Carl Daniel's Architects.
And Carl Daniel with CDA of Architects.
Saida Salcedo, Food Service Director.
Dr. Murphy, Superintendent.
All right. Okay, Jennifer.
All right, so Carl, if you want to talk about where we met last time and introduce Scheme 3 and identify some of the things that... There's more of a...
I'm just trying to figure out how we can show everybody the...
This is the detail.
The latest
okay. Thank you.
We've all seen it. So.
Well, but no, we've made significant changes.
Nobody makes small...
This is your
We just have the big copies. Administration was given these this afternoon. I think Ugo has made, and Carl have made, significant positive changes to the plans of the school, which helps us get more in line in budget without losing a lot of the functionality or even the beauty of the school. And I really want to hand it to them. We'll just kind of spread them out. Ugo, kind of go through what you went through with us.
Trying to figure out how to show these to you guys, but what's the best way to do it? I'm not sure. Basically, what Carl and Jennifer did, they went over the previous drawings, and based on meeting with you all, there were several suggestions regarding how to bring this project into budget. It's a little bit difficult to show the whole thing, but anyway, on the site plan, what it shows right now here is the previous, our previous layout had the library outside the perimeter of the front entrance, so it was kind of located here. Now we move the library on the middle of the middle school and elementary school, so now it's inside. Based on that, we were able to push the entire site 30 feet towards Northern Pass.
Because the library wasn't sticking out there on the point.
So that gave us that opportunity to do. We kept the majority of items like the parking lots, the service entrances, the bus drop-off, service centers on the back, but it gave us more room to work with the overall grading of the site. As you can see, there's this horseshoe entrance. Before, it was kind of continuous. Now it has like a kick, and that was based on the 30 feet that we moved back, and we wanted to keep the corner away from the corner that exit entrance because it's required by code or by the city zoning. A couple items that we changed. We changed the basketball courts. We had them going diagonal. Now they're kind of parallel to the building. We changed the concession area to the opposite side. And all these little changes are probably better than what we had before. So we kind of tweaking the entire site as we go. we also had shown, now that we have that open commons, we show a path and a couple of sidewalks. And also on the back, we show kind of a design. What we're, later on, we're going to work on it and make it a little bit better than what we're showing here. But just to give you an idea.
And one of the major changes, Board, is that the commons area in front of the office here is no longer interior, it's exterior. We have an exterior courtyard, you can see it right there. And we're gonna have to make that really beautiful and really accessible and everything like that. And that's saving us a lot of money by going to an exterior commons.
So this layout shows the floor plan, shows the library. It's now present location. And we did a couple of changes. For example, we have restrooms inside the library, so they can obviously be used after hours. When you come in through this courtyard, there's a lobby, and then you go into the library, and you don't have to go out to the different classroom areas. You can lock it out, and it can be useful after hours.
That's the gate,
right? Yeah, there's a gate here that it has kind of, that the height of those gates are probably gonna be about 8 feet, maybe 9 feet. And those gates are gonna be able to open enough, wide enough to let people in. We're talking about maybe with a 10 feet wide sidewalks. And there is the canopy that connects between the administration area and the middle school for connections through each area.
It's really nice because that interior thing, it just kind of funnels you to the library, you know, and then the library actually provides an overhang into the courtyard because you'll still have a courtyard. So now the library serves, gives you a shaded area. So you can imagine how large the original courtyard was. So now this library, and not only that, from that library, you'll have a view down below to the interior courtyard. So it'll be really connected on both sides. So I think the design is really nice, and it's also served to push the building up and save you on some fill. So
So we made additional adjustments or a couple of areas here that we tweak it quite enough so that we can reach the square footage that we were looking for. There were two classrooms at the elementary side that we deleted those to meet the square footage requirements. That would be on the first, or what we call the street level and the lower level. We kept most of the corridors are 8 foot wide, except for the middle school area. That corridor right now is at 10 feet. Okay. There is a pretty good size canopy at the front of the building, and there's a rendering that you'll be able to see.
It's the best one is the Lori has.
One question. Yeah. What's our corridors at the elementary now at Garcia? Do we know?
I think they're eight.
They're 8 feet?
Yeah.
Not 100%, but yeah.
Yeah, and we're just giving them an extra 2 feet at the middle school because bigger kids. And again, it separates, you know, elementary side 8 foot, middle school 10 foot. You get a differential there, but at the same time, keep them together. But as Ugo said, the major change is the exterior courtyard instead of the covered commons at the top, and then the library flipping into the middle of the school, which an overhang view down to the courtyard.
But to give you an idea, these hallways, they're 8 feet. So you can, to give you an idea about more or less how wide they are, they're pretty comfortable. Okay.
Downstairs?
Yeah, the lower floor plan. Again, we show a courtyard with some sidewalks and some additional landscaping, but we're going to work closer together with our landscaping company and come out with a better design as you see here. But at least that give you an idea of what can happen. It's an area that can be shaped quite a bit. And again, on the lower floor plan, we deleted two classrooms. We did a couple of changes to the cafeteria on the middle side of the school. Sergio, as you can see, we actually brought it back to its original size as our program had indicated. Now, obviously, we don't have the bleachers and the bigger cafeteria. And we did that to meet square footage.
There is no space. I know it doesn't have any bleachers right now in either of them, but is there any space where we could put any kind of seating in any one of them?
Again, we can change it. There's actually this area here that could be changed and add more square footage if that's what we want to do. But the more square footage we add, the more money it costs. To answer your question, we can do it if we can meet the budget. The bottom corridor here stay at 10 feet, as indicated for the second level too. The overall gym area stay the same with the band and orchestra and stage, all these areas stay, and we try to save that because I think we thought it's important for you all. At the bottom of the library, we have two classrooms, and then it's pretty hard for you guys to see, but there is a line here, kind of on this location, that's the wall of the library above us. So there is a covered area, just because it's natural to have the other floor in there. So that gives us some nice area for eating outside on a shaded location.
And we are hiring a landscape architect to put in what we're calling Olay courtyards, both at the commons at the top and down below. And Olay stands for Outdoor Learning Environment. And they'll be really working hard on making those courtyards just as beautiful and as educationally useful as possible.
And finally, on the bottom portion of the kitchen, we made quite a bit of an adjustment to it. There's now, before we had two kitchen cafeterias, I'm sorry, two dishwashing areas. Now we combine that into one. So what it helped us do is reduce the size of the kitchen cafeteria and also reduce the equipment for that area. So that's obviously helped us with the budget.
He kept the stage on the elementary side, but no stage on the middle. And I think a couple of the significant changes for the board is the middle school cafeteria is now smaller. It's not the giant middle school cafeteria with the stands and the auxiliary gym. It's more just like a regular cafeteria. Now, it does have a basketball floor with goals, but it's nothing fancy. And then the other thing is this deletion of these two classrooms over a four classrooms. He cut off the last set of classrooms on that, which also saves us, and you'll see in the part that Oscar's going to do, a ton of money in that. And to be honest with you, looking at the projections and the size, I think we could be okay. Of course, the board could elect to pay the extra money to get those four classrooms back.
And finally, we are keeping the slide.
The slide still exists as of today.
And what's the cost of the slide?
Not much.
I guess.
No one's been able to find the slide yet, even
twice.
I have a problem with the slide for the record, because if you even conceive it to be a place where kids could get hurt, they're going to sue us.
Well, like I said, it'll probably disappear, but it's there tonight.
And I sure don't want to get sued.
Mr. Bernegas, do you have any estimate as to what that slide is?
I was looking for the specialties.
Nothing else, sir?
Oscar, do you have the yellow sheets?
What we wanted to do is, if you look at the very top of the base bid description, it says 132,000 square feet, 158. The original thing that we priced out was 152,000 square feet. 152,000 square feet is, of course, out of budget. What was able to be accomplished that I thought was pretty amazing was that the original 152,000 square feet, we had made the gymnasium, the regular competition gymnasium, an alternate additive. So that was to get it closer to the 18 million. But what the architects have been able to accomplish is they put the competition gym within the 132,000 square feet. That's the major accomplishment that I see. So the other issues is the budget increase of taking the overall 21 million and making it 23 million from the last meeting. We are now within that budget, actually lower than that budget. So by reducing quarter, by standardizing the classrooms, as we say here, to 720 square feet, taking the library and incorporating it within the 132,000 square feet, as you can see, there was some major changes that happened between, let's say, that drawing that's up there at the counter to what's been accomplished to date. Now, the four classrooms, and Dr. Murphy asked me to go ahead and highlight that. The four classrooms put back in would be about $700,000.
That's number one and number two on the list.
Number two. Those, what we like to do is we like to bid those as an alternate, depending on the market, when this project hits the market. If those dollars are available, that's called buyout, then that could be added back in. The board would have to make the priorities as to what they would want to add back in to the budget or not once the bids come in.
Is that just the shell?
There's the shell, Oscar? And the finishes.
Yeah, one and two combined get you.
All right.
Now, Oscar, go back to your original number. You're at 19.1, correct? Without any of the ads.
19.1 without the ads.
And ads are the column that says add. So when you see the column board that says add, none of those items are in there. And you'll notice that the Veterans Memorial football field is an add. It's not in there yet. We're at 19.1 without any of those items.
So no field?
Correct, as of right now.
But if you go to the devil in the details, the second set of documents that I gave you, if you look at the at the at the buildings. The building is like $15 million, $15.6 million, or $118 a square foot. So if you were to pick up this building and put it down like on the Garcia site, you'd be way under budget. Okay. So what throws you off? Well, if you turn the page and you look at the site work is it actually came down with some of the modifications that Hugo and Carl gave a shot at, you know. It came down from $3,652,000 to $3,576,000. But we intend to work very hard on this going forward. Now that we got the building into the 132,000 square feet, now we're going to work on the site.
And this was the revelation today in our meeting. The building is now within budget and the correct size. But because of the site work, we're over budget still.
And one of the things that's important tonight, so when you hire the soils people, there's this, I don't have the actual rendering anymore. There's a big plateau on the actual site. Oh. If you were to drive out there, you'll see like a bowl area with a big plateau.
The mountain of dirt.
It was acting at one time as a earthen barrier. We're planning on using that dirt to balance the site and fill it up, if the dirt's acceptable to our geotech. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So that's
so they're going to test the flow.
That's the big question.
Dr. Murphy, I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
If I recall properly, in our contract with the Hunt Corporation to buy this land originally, they were providing the utilities.
The utilities.
I see that we're $441,546 that we're going to pay to do that. So my guess is that hadn't happened. Am I correct?
What the HUD was providing was a water tap, a sewer tap. And those utility expenses are to take it from the street tap to the building,
okay.
Sewer to the building.
Thank you.
Anybody have any questions for Scott?
If I might make a comment, the bugaboo with the high school is no seating on the second gym, and we're all very upset that happened, and we all are concerned that we don't want that to happen to this pre-K 8, and we're already at 19-1 without the football field. And even though we've improved the pricing and gotten the building, we really want to make sure that we don't make any decisions similar to that which we did with the second gym at the high school. And so the board really needs to take a look at those possible ads on that ad column and really yellow highlight the things that you're in love with that you really want and that you would be upset with if it wasn't there. Personally, I don't think the classrooms, I think that we would be too upset if they weren't there. But I think we would be upset if we didn't build a football field. I personally do.
The other distinction to make is, like, for example, the bond had like a commitment to build a school, and it seems like we're getting pretty close to pulling that off. Carl did a great job of getting it down to about 130 square feet, like Oscar Rodriguez said. But the other thing is, like, if any of these ads, now that the next fiscal budget year is coming up, if you know they are like originally proposed, like a shopping list, I mean they need not necessarily be paid out of. Although right now we're relying on bond funds, they need not necessarily paid out of bond funds. Like if you wanted to finance a baseball field during next year's regular budget cycle, I mean I'm sure that you're going to find a way to set that aside if that's something you guys want to look at.
Mr. Chad, a question.
Lori.
Page 2 of the, looks like the detail, the line item. I see that we've got $619,905 for our food service equipment. Won't that be paid out of federal funds and not out of bond money?
There are funds available through the food service fund balance.
So that really is not going to be an issue.
But I'm not sure if this is for the special ed classrooms or is this actually for the kitchen?
It's actually for the kitchen.
It's actually for the kitchen. It'd be your stoves and your hoods.
So those amounts could be taken off of this budget.
How much is that?
$619,905.
Wow. There we go. There's your football field right there.
Football field, guys.
Are you able to field a team?
Hey.
Wow. Well, we have to understand that this school eventually will probably become a middle school, and so we're not only going to have that and the competition gym, probably another competition gym, not full maybe, but
expand.
We need to expand one of those others because there's just no way they can do that. And both our middle schools are going to have two gyms, and that's going to be an equitable issue down the road. And I don't want to get caught in the same deal that we had our high school issue, and it cost us an extra $2.5 million because we cut out $100,000.
Well, I think the good thing is that CDA has master planned everything, so whatever you do want to add, it's there. We cut it from the actual structure itself at the last minute, so whatever you want to add, it's ready to go, but we're not chopping away at the last minute.
Mr. Chair, I have another question. In Division 23, it looks like HVAC subcontractor. Are we not financing that in a different way or HVAC through Johnson Controls?
Our goal, Ms. Searles, is to get it to where we don't have to do that anymore. Ugo and Carl have done such an excellent job in economizing and getting it into the standards that we need. We really feel like that high interest option is something that we would like to avoid.
I thought it was a very low interest option. What's the interest rate?
Okay, I apologize. Interest option is something that we'd like to avoid, and we feel like we're getting pretty close to where we wouldn't even need to do that. Carl, you had some thoughts on that.
We would just like, and we said this a little bit after the last meeting we had together when we started working on reducing it. We really left here that evening saying that our goal is to get the building to a point where you can build it without that loan if you want to do it that way. And so that's where we've been working for. If you take this budget, which is $19 million, and then add a couple of the alternates that you want, it will be at the 20 that we left here with last time. If you can do that without the loan, we really think it's the best method. And we're hoping when we do the buyout, when VMAC is estimating this for us now, but they have to estimate it conservatively. And typically when you buy out a project like this, you get lower bids. And so that's what we're hoping for, and that you will not have to do this loan.
Keep in mind the way this is negotiated with the district, whatever savings this comes in when we bid it, you keep. Mm-hmm. It's always structured differently, but in this case, you keep the savings. That's the one advantageous point about the CMM risk contract that you all have. You know, I can give you a quick example at the mall. Whatever that contractor said, he's splitting 50-50 with that owner. And what if this were to bid on the street, whatever we would save, we would keep 100%. So in this case, whatever the market bears, you guys keep that savings. It goes in. Jennifer will hold on to it and decide what options to add to the project or use it from somewhere else.
Anybody else?
I thought, Mr. Chair, I really thought that we had all agreed as a board that we were going to work with Johnson Controls and that was almost like a done deal. Am I correct?
We were waiting to see how much they could cut it down to see if we wanted to finance.
But even before we saw the final number, like a month ago when y'all were here, I'm thinking that we had board action that said we were going to.
I don't know about the PK through 8. That was a consideration, but I know for sure on the district-wide it was.
President, if I may. Yes. Ms. Searles, we certainly got to the point where we were seriously talking about it, and you directed administration to look at it. But Ugo and Carl have figured out a way to get it to where we might not need it. Now, it's still there on the table. Mm-hmm. We still could do it. Mr. Bailey couldn't be here tonight, but we do have Johnson Controls representatives in the audience, and we still could do it, but we'd rather not if we could avoid it.
But just because Johnson Control doesn't finance it doesn't mean that the project wouldn't end up having Johnson Controls.
I understand that totally. Okay. All I'm saying is I thought we had all pretty much agreed on, we were over budget, they were going to do this. That we had underbid the original bond is actually what I think the issue was.
Well, I don't remember that we made a final decision to go ahead and go that way. I think we wanted to see how much they were going to be able to cut or not.
Okay.
Now, I don't mind also going through with the financing on that part either, because we're going to be short in other parts of the bond as well.
Just remember, and Martha can remember, it hits the M&O really hard. What was it, Martha, a couple hundred thousand a year?
It was about
$300,000 a year on the M&O for like 15 years.
For just the
$2 million?
No, for four.
No, because you've got the...
$4 million.
For the district-wide stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right now we're looking at four district-wide?
Mm-hmm. We've got district-wide working right now. We're in the finalized process for the high school alone. That's the first one that's going to go through. And then we've got the district-wide that's coming up. And then they didn't give us a price on this one, I don't recall. Because we were still trying to figure out if we were going to do the $2 million or the $1 million or how much was going to be needed.
Well, clearly, if we're going to be able to finance the district-wide, that really was the biggest part of our underbid for the bond was the M&O, I mean the HVAC.
Correct.
And the energy management stuff, so the energy efficiency stuff that we're going to do in the buildings.
So our feeling is if we can get this building built without going to Johnson Controls, third party, because we know we're probably going to have to go to them for the other one.
Martha, what is the payment on the just the district-wide without including the PK through 8, the yearly M&O?
I don't have the exact number. I would have to look into that and then provide a response.
Okay. I'd like to see what that actual... amortized payment of how many years?
15.
15 years. No. Mr. Venegas?
When they do phase two district wide.
If you turn to page two, that first
cost.
Thing
I think they give us that. They haven't given us that.
Excuse me?
Go down to where it says ISD overall project school budget.
Yes.
The bond program and everything we were using initially was $21 million. But based off of the last meeting, we upped it by $2 million. So I just wanted to give you a heads up as to where the $2 million is coming from.
Hmm.
It didn't suddenly appear.
Right.
So I just wanted to caution you on that.
Yeah, we moved it from 21 to
23.
Chair, I have a question. On page 3, is Rockwall within sight? 117,000. What does that entail? Is that the internal wall structure?
Are you looking at
the like ADA? Yes. Page 3, on the site cost?
That's the retaining walls.
Retaining walls.
Site. Remember, Adrian, this school, you go in and then you go down. And as you go down, there's your retaining wall across the site.
Heck of a wall.
It's actually several walls. You come in and drop down to
the... Yeah, I noticed there's some ADA stuff there, too, some wheelchair ramps.
Well, you know, that, too, but the numbers that VMAC has there really is to get us the 30-foot drop from the main front door of the building down to the football field.
It's not external.
It is all happening external. Those walls are happening externally.
But it's not a perimeter wall?
Yes. No.
If you look down below, the rock walls within the property line, and then the ornamental iron fence and gates, there's a covenant by Hunt that you have to be the perimeter with the rock and wrought iron work to match their.
That's the
180. So there's some dollars in there.
Oscar, and I'm not seeing the add-on on the gym to make it
the middle school
on one of the one of the two cafeteria gyms.
Okay, so what he's saying is he wants alternate 33,
right,
which is give back the nicer middle school cafeteria. And maybe not without bleachers, just get the size big enough?
Well, what are the bleacher costs probably,
yeah, okay,
for something like that small? It's probably going to be about 50.
Yeah.
We have the bleacher price in here somewhere.
Well, the way I look at it, the three items, alternate 3, 4, and 5, can pretty much be paid for by the kitchen equipment that would be paid by our fund balance from food service. So, I mean, I don't know how the rest of the committee or the board feels, but I think that's clearly something that, because that's one thing that will cost us a lot more later to do.
Concessions?
Yeah, the concession, the sidewalks, and the football field. And the other thing that I think maybe instead of the one that's alternate number 12 is not necessarily put in the lights, but actually run the utility electrical and the base for the poles like we did at Alderete, so that we don't, the infrastructure for it, so that we don't, because that'll end up costing us a lot more if we don't do it up front. Maybe that, just the preparations for the
rough-in?
Rough-in for the electrical poles.
That'd be alternate 34, Oscar.
And the alternate 15, the competition gym, that's already paid for the way it is. Mm. But if we could add an amount for the other gym to be able to stage an actual game there like we had it before.
Yeah.
Because if we don't do that, when we convert it to a middle school, we're going to have the same problem we had at the high school and the same problem we have now at AMS.
Well, and that's what I gave you, 33.
And that'll end up costing us, we know how much that costs, $2.5
million? Mm-hmm.
2.2. $2.2 million? When if we spend another, you know, $100,000 or $200,000, we could save ourselves from having to build another one down the road.
Well, you do have a competition-type gym, right? You have one.
Right, we do have one, but...
They do it off of the kitchen. We have a regular gym with no seating area.
Right. But what he wants, alternate 33.
Make it more of a competitive gym?
Yes.
Yes. An auxiliary practice gym that's larger, that has a few rows of seating.
The one that's on the side of the middle school side.
Yeah.
That one.
Previously we had it.
We had it previously.
Right. You had it previously already.
We're going to go back to it.
Yeah. So,
we could give you a price for anything.
Great.
Yeah.
Now, do you want to make that an alternate, or just want to include as part of the base pay?
It'd be easier if you added it into the base bid.
Yeah.
It'd be cheaper, too, because we don't have to.
I don't see how you could successfully add it at a later date.
No, because of the steel work that has to be done.
Right.
Also, we think you'll get better value for your dollar if you put it in the base. If they see it as an ad, there's an ad. So
right.
If it's in there, the steel beam's just a little bit longer, nobody notices.
Right.
So let's put it in as a base, our recommendation.
I think we ought to do it as a base. Recommend that to the board. Guys, what do y'all think?
I'm fine with that, too.
I have a couple of questions, Mr. Chairman.
Lori?
On the line item one, the aluminum storefront subcontractor for $361,000. Can you explain that?
That's all the windows in aluminum glazing for one of the things we're trying to do is to have natural light into the library, natural mm-hmm. light into the classrooms, and those things all get glazed with aluminum. It sounds fancy, but it's really just aluminum like you see out here in the front. That's really a storefront right there.
Okay, that's what you're talking about.
In order to get natural light into the building, we need that many square feet of storefront for a building this size.
I understand. And the other question I had was, I see that we have a kiln here. That's real nice, but we don't have a kiln at any other school. What's the cost of the kiln?
be like 14.
It's not a lot.
Under 50,000?
Oh, less than that. No.
When I say but for squares, 8, square 8, feet?
It's just a big oven, basically.
I understand, but there's square footage. You know, there can't just be that oven. There's got to be a place.
Actually, you know what? It's just the food. It's not the kiln.
Okay, but what about, like, is there not space that's involved with them?
Yes.
It's like a glorified closet.
It's a kiln room, it says. So what's the square footage of the room?
Maybe about 180 square feet.
This one? We're going to have some... I don't know that we could do the complete recommendation tonight to the board on this because we have some issues on the on some other add-ons that we might want to include in the base bid.
10 by 8, a child's bedroom.
Okay, yeah. Thank you, Dr. Murphy.
Yeah, that we could probably.
So very low.
Basically, the space is already there, and we're utilizing that space for the kiln because of the form of the building.
Mr. Daniel, I saw you had your little calculator.
I was calculating what it costs for that room, but I don't want to tell you.
I would kill the kiln.
Kiln room?
It's about $20,000
for that room. For a room?
But the power's...
It's really part of the art room, and I think we weren't putting the equipment, the kiln, in there. It came up in the programming... a request for a kiln, so we put a room there for it.
Remember, we have an art patio outside. We have the Olay exterior courtyard.
But we don't have that at any other school we have.
No, ma'am. I think we have a kiln at the high school.
Oh, the high school we do.
Yeah, but not middle school, no. Not elementary school. You get the kiln when you move on up the road, or down the road, as the case may be.
But Ugo's point is the space is going to be there anyway.
But the space could be storage and not need any of the
electrical. Or the vent.
Or any of the, you know, if all it needs is a door. If it's storage, maybe a little bit of shelving. I think the kiln needs to go away.
Technical room.
There's already a technical room.
But, you know, storage for the art room. I don't see storage for the art room, and you know they always need to put...
It's right there, too.
Oh, okay. It could just be more... It could be a lot of things, but I think that maybe that...
Maybe you could open up the art room a little more.
No, I think it's another storage room. You usually need more storage, either way.
Everybody always needs more storage, you know that.
We'll probably put it for the corridor, for janitors, and all some other stuff.
There's a good potting room because it's right off of the old air room, you know, where you have some stuff there. Because you're gonna need a little bit of fertilizer, bait. So.
Okay.
That's good.
I have one other
hose
question.
And.
I heard the kitchen size, the cafeteria size, a little smaller. Do you have any thoughts or feelings?
You know, I met with him, and as far as the dimensions, we didn't discuss that. Maybe Jennifer, you can discuss that. As far as the layout, I have been working with him, and it looks good.
And you're comfortable,
yes, ma'am,
that there's enough room, and you can feed the kids and serve them, and they're not going to be eating like this.
Well, the dining area, the occupancy. That's one question I asked. I think that the enrollment was going to be like 450 kids to start up to December, Jennifer, is that what you said? Yeah. So as far as that, I didn't look into it, but I can certainly discuss it with you to see what
you know, just so that we're not short-cutting ourselves on the obvious. You know, every kid, their life is about recess for lunch.
Is it a standard size design area?
Well, it could be different now.
We based it on another school that had 900 kids, but again, a lot of times it depends on the how many lunch runs they have. And it's a good size, so
oh, sure.
We can always put some tables and figure out how many kids can sit in there.
Whatever they were, they didn't decrease. So whatever they had programmed is there.
We think it's more than enough.
Yeah, because I mean, we're talking about that.
If they do this.
The two rooms inside, this is 750, give or take, is that correct? 718, I think is what I had for the four rooms, really, four classrooms.
Yes.
Is that about right?
714 times four, is yes. That what you're asking?
Yeah, the four classrooms.
Yes.
Yeah, the ones that you took out.
Yes.
And then the stage that you have for the elementary, if we were to do the exact same thing on the... the bigger gym, I guess you want to call it, for
right.
The middle
so
school.
I think that's what about would that 1,000 cost? Square feet.
How much would that cost?
That's about 1,000 square feet. Times.
I got it.
Nico
98.
118. 120,000.
It's $117,000. And to expand that to make a competition, because currently you haven't.
No, that would be to add the stage.
Yeah, no. But on top of that, what would you do to, how much would it be to actually expand it? Right now, I agree with Sergio. If we do it now, it's going to save us a lot of grief down the line.
We're going to get the square footage.
We have it here somewhere. Let me.
$400,000.
For the additional square footage
the gym and the bleachers?
No, the middle school cafeteria.
Including the bleachers?
I'm sorry, yes.
Including the bleachers?
427, wasn't it?
427?
Somewhere in that range.
With some bleachers?
So we're talking about $500,000 to make that a competition gym. Whereas if we don't, we have to do another one later. It's going to cost us
2.2
to 2.5, right?
That's correct.
And we need this stage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, see, they don't have any other place.
So there's one stage for the entire.
Yeah.
So this is a competition gym?
Yes.
This is a practice gym?
That's not even a practice gym.
Well, right now it's not.
Yeah.
If we make it
okay, it's actually
to that size, it's going to have the competition.
Yeah, because are they full court right now, or are they smaller?
Right now, what you see in the cafeteria?
Yeah, right now, the way they are here, they're not. Are they full court? They're smaller. Because we have to expand that one, right, to do that. Yeah.
See, this one's smaller. It looks like it's a full court, but the size is not. It's got to be expanded.
Which, in truth, expands the size of the
kitchen.
The lunchroom.
Compare the other gym to that one. You can see.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still. You can still
quite a
put
bit.
This in.
Wow. Give you a better idea. Maybe that's how much would it increase.
That's a 427
you talk
about?
And you added this to
that's about 1,000 square feet.
So about 117?
Yeah. The classrooms we're talking about probably $1.2 million for all that we're getting rid of in those labs, right? Roughly?
For the four classrooms. Was that what you said?
Science classrooms.
No. I'm talking about the the shelf for the classroom and science labs and the finish out, that's about 710,000 or so, but then we also have the elementary classrooms, right? I'm item 31. No.
Correct.
Right?
That
Say it again, Sergio, please.
Yeah, item 31
yes.
is for additional classrooms, but those are at the...
Okay, so there's 1, 2, and 31 are all classrooms.
Yeah, we took out 4, but then we added 2 more in below the library.
Yeah.
So I think we got a little bit lost there.
Right.
There's 2. We tried to take out a total of 4, but then 2 went back in.
So really only 2 went away?
No, it's
well, what happens is at the end of the wing, they took out the 2 on the first, you know, on the first and second floor, right? So they took out these 4. But when they did the library, you got 2 underneath the library. So he's saying you did take away the 4, but overall you only lost 2. They're just like in a different spot.
Right.
I understand. So when number 1 is 4 additional classrooms, number 2 is finishing out those classrooms?
Those are the science classrooms.
Okay. Then 31 is?
The elementary school classrooms.
The ones that we just said there were 4 and now there's really 2.
Right.
Okay.
So is that 339,000 for 4? So if we add 2, it would be half of that, roughly?
Well, or 2 would be kind of odd.
You'd have a stair step.
Because of the
dude yeah,
top.
Exactly.
If you did 2, you'd at least want to shell out the other 2.
Right.
Which is an option. You could,
could
finish 2 and shell out 2.
Do finish 2 and shell out 2. So we'd be looking at roughly 300,000. And the 710, so we're about little over 1 million. To finish out all those classrooms. Okay. I think we should give some direction to the full board with respect to what we want to prioritize as far as the add-ons.
Just remember, sir, you're already a 19-1 mm-hmm. before you add a single thing. You're
right.
A 19-1.
Right.
And if we add the football field.
Well, I mean, that's what they're going to decide.
19-1, but didn't we just get 619,000 back?
Mm-hmm. What's that?
519.
All right, and what's that math? What's that take it down to? 18-6, 18?
I've got 619,905 on mine.
Well, that was before they readjusted it.
Okay, I understand.
Carl, what is 19-1 minus 19,100 minus 500 and what? 591,000.
Is
no,
the kitchen?
19-1 minus
519.
It's 18,581. 18,581. So you're at 18,58 before you do a single add-on. So I just want to caution the board as you put on ads. You're at 18.5 right now.
So before we back out the possible financing of the HVAC, is that correct?
Correct.
That's also true.
But remember, Adrian, that'll hit the M&O hard.
Okay. Well,
here, you could almost buy another project next year.
It's at least three teacher units a year. It would hit.
Guys, I really.
Martha has been squirreling away all that on a yearly basis to cover all of our owner expenses, which we haven't even talked about. We're just getting this in line. Our next conversation is just the other side that we need to look at.
Right. Guys, I really think what I think in terms of the is that clearly the ball field, football field, we gotta go ahead and do, or it's gonna be a big ticket item down the road, as well as the gym. And I think the 4, the alternate number 1 and 2 actually. Because those would be the most expensive if we do later than the other 4 classrooms, right?
But the other 4 are really only 2?
Right. But we'd have to build four if we do that.
But in reality, they're only two.
We're only two short. So I think our best bang for our buck and to save down the road is to do the four, the classrooms and science labs. It's a priority. That's 700,000 roughly. Yeah, 710 or 720,000. And the football field, which we really have already paid with the science, the food service equipment.
Okay,
fund
so
balance
for the record, he wants the science labs finished out, and he wants the four classrooms. What alternates are those?
Well, this can't be, this isn't board admin.
No, I don't know. For the, just for the notes.
For the notes.
1,
2, and 31. Right.
No, no, just 1 and 2.
But,
just
the,
one
but
and two.
What is 31?
It's the four classrooms.
The other four classrooms.
Which we already have two of, so it's only two.
So just 1 and 2.
So not the four classrooms?
No.
Okay. And then the football field is what number?
5.
It's 3, 4, and 5.
You want an option for the rough out for the lighting for the field?
Yes. And the concession stand, that's the one that we're talking about that's next to the football field, right?
Correct.
Okay.
3, 4, 5, or 6, 2, 3, 6.
Okay, so 626 and 519. If we get back to 519, we're really over by 100 and 107. We're only over. Right?
Four classrooms that you're talking about?
Yes.
This is the two science labs, and there's four classrooms.
Okay, but what is number 1 and 2?
Okay, number 1, I think it's
that's
just
those, right?
Just the shell.
Yeah, but then, no, but 1 and 2 is to finish them out.
Yes, sir.
But it's these two and these four?
Yes.
Okay. The other four are on the elementary side.
That's correct.
But we're only short two there because we gained two in the library. Below.
No, because we lost two when we lost the library up front.
We put them below. But we say that you can use them as classrooms.
Correct. But remember in the library we had the hut and the cone?
Right.
The hut and the cone are now classrooms.
Right. Which is okay because we could later convert them into a lab.
Yeah, yeah, one of them probably will be a lab. Maybe.
Probably be a lab eventually. That's good to have it there.
That's good.
Right?
Yeah.
Took out
that
HVAC.
Yeah.
What else? Mr. Coronado, I got a couple of things that I'd like to say real quick.
Yes.
The first thing is, what is CDA's timeline? I know you guys have. What are we talking about to put this out on the street, Hugo? I know you've been held up with that.
We have a schedule.
June.
So that means that we're going to bid out of the three schools on the street, we're going to be the last one to bid. Historically, when the last time this happened last year, or this year, by the time they got to the last one, the prices went up because everybody's one deep as far as subcontractors. So as you start chipping away on this guy gets that job and that guy gets that job. So we have a little bit of that working against us, just to advise you all. And the other thing, it was kind of ironic, I had a dream about it, was, I know it's weird, I can't stop thinking about
this.
One of the things is that, you know, I know Jennifer's trying to get help. You know, obviously she's overwhelmed trying to get all this stuff. We're trying to help her. We know that the bond is under budgeted. I mean, have we even put a list of certain things that we can just scratch off the list? I mean, I know this may be out of line, but I remember we had some money to fix the envelope of this building, $600,000 or something. Do we really need to do that?
Well, we had it.
That's what we told.
And then that would be less work for Jennifer, that she wouldn't have to manage 25 projects at one time if we started chipping away and scratching some of them off the list.
Concentrated
on the main ones.
The problem with that is that. That particular factor will not be decided until the board really decides what we're going to do with the future of administration building. And that's my preference would be that the board would decide that we build administration somewhere else and use that those funds for either for the rest of the bond or to convert this to maybe a career tech center.
And I'm not, you know, Mr. Cornell, I'm not using the administration as an example. I just know that there was some money going to be spent here. I remember one time I talked to Dr. Mm-hmm. Murphy about it. So I'm just saying, are there examples like that that we could say, hey, we might not need this right now and just scratch it off the list and start freeing up some money?
We're going to have to do that. But what I want to, the first and foremost, in my opinion, that I think the board's really concerned about is that we get this PK through 8, the priorities, and we dedicate these. We're pretty much on track to get the HVAC, which is the other biggest project. All the other projects, if we save some, it's not going to be a horrendous amount. I don't see it. I don't see a whole lot of savings in the rest of the stuff.
How much is on the rest of the budget projects, Jennifer?
About another 18 million. Like roughly, it's about half. So it's like
about 18 million.
20 and 20.
So we're 20. This project right now is 20.
And the rest are like roughly the other half.
And then out of that 20, how much is the mechanical?
It's
10.
Yeah,
okay.
It's 20.
10.
Plus 10 for the mechanical, plus 15 for everything else.
Yeah.
15 for everything else. God, that doesn't sound like enough to do everything else.
All right. And we're going to have to, you know, we're going to have to do some savings. But I think the board's first concern should be this PK through 8 and get it going because we're really behind on it now. And we need to get this done. So I think we need to prioritize, make some recommendations to the board. The other issue with it is that I wanted to see how much down we could come down and to prioritize is because we have a little bit of a wiggle room with our fund balance. We're way on top of what the optimal requirement is right now, and so we have some money that we can probably request the board to dedicate to this project. And so, but I want to see what those priorities are that we recommend, so to see how much we can talk about directing from fund balance. I mean, it doesn't help us to have that money just sitting there when the kids really need it.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Just real quick, I mean, the most important thing is, I guess what we'll have to look at later is financing options, whether it's JC or whether it's the fund balance or how we're going to prioritize. The most important thing, though, is that we need to look at the timeline for this project as well as what you all want to recommend to the full board. So that way we could start on that and actually hopefully try to get in before the third school or the railroad. But what else is coming out? We just don't want to.
There's proposals for the city right now. So the city's got the stadium, the hospital.
And so the most important thing is to, I guess, give the recommendations, and then that way we could start moving forward with that. And then we could look at those options because, we're going to have to look at those options, but at least we could start moving with the pre-K-8 because that's the most important thing.
Mr. Chair?
Just real quick, the recommendation, if you all could just, for the 18th, let us know what alternates or what, and then that way we could move forward within your all's recommendation, and then we could see where our timeline is and hopefully speed it up a little bit.
It's not like we're going to have to put all this money. Tomorrow you're going to have to give $20 million. You know, that isn't going to happen. It will, you know that. It'll
right.
be paid out. And so our tax rolls are going to go up significantly next year. And that's going to be money, you know, that we're not even thinking about right now. There will be money. And as this is being built, you know, there's already a plan for a football field, a baseball field. It's not like it'd have to be redesigned. As money comes forth.
For the alternates?
Yeah. These outlying alternates.
Yeah.
Those can be brought on.
Well, but some of these alternates are better off in terms of savings if we put them in the base bid, because otherwise, even if we make them alternates, they'll cost us more.
The structures, yes.
the structure stuff.
The football field, I would seriously doubt that would have any impact, as long as we don't have to remobilize. As long as you get it, if the project is 18 months, and Hugo's going to be there for 18 months, and we're going to be there for 18 months, you want to try to get that accomplished within that span.
Right.
Precisely.
One of the things that we've done before is we've phased the work.
Mm-hmm.
And because the site work is so extensive, we're figuring it's going to take 3 months to bring it to the final elevations, the grades, this 1,000,142. So you could bid that portion in phases, and let's say January or February, whenever you want to. I can talk to Dr. Murphy if you wanted to do it, you know, last month.
Yeah.
Because we're at that stage that I doubt if anything other than the solar support would impact work. Just a lot of work. It's going to be about a 3 month duration, and nothing really can happen until you kind of build your plateaus. You're going to have your upper plateau and your lower plateau where your football field goes and your baseball field. It will be down here, and a portion of your building and the bus drop and everything will be about 20 foot higher, just to give you a great difference.
I know, Scott, your $3.5 million for the site work, is that pretty?
1.1 just dirt.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the entire amount.
Yeah, you're talking about everything else. But that would also allow for getting the PSB on board as to, you know, designing the sewer line location tap and the water. Because when we talked to the PSB the other day, one of your water lines is under high pressure. It's on the Paseo del Norte.
Northern Pass.
Northern Pass. And Paseo or Canantillo Boulevard has low water pressure. So since the building's sitting up high, I was talking to the water company, can we tap your high pressure water lines? So we just let it flow downhill.
Right.
But that's part of the design, that's part of getting it going forward. And that's just one example. The sewer's down Canantillo Boulevard, so it's got a low area. Electric company doesn't even know this job's coming out. You're going to have to, you know, tell them where you're going to want your transformer and get them on board. The gas company doesn't know that this job's coming out, so the gas company is going to want to.
It will be all underground utilities?
Yes.
Electrical?
Electrical would be too.
If it changes for some reason, I'll let you know.
Please, yeah. Because that's an eyesore. Okay.
Well, everything's underground out there, so the electric company needs to, you know, start doing their work. They usually ask you for easements, you know, and then they ask how much load we're going to need, and then they design accordingly. That takes a little time.
All right. Anybody? Comments, questions from anybody?
I just have one. And I might be disagreeing with some people, but I come from it from a little different angle. One of our key things in selling this and bringing it on board is that we are planting our flag on the other side of the freeway for the first time. We're building a stellar school that we're to be proud of and that will bring the residents over there to Canutillo. And I just really think that even though we're not going to have a lot of kids, I really think we need that football field. I could see that as being, look, they don't even have a football field, being a negative to Canutillo as opposed to a positive. And I know we're not going to have many kids at the start, but I just really encourage the board to consider the football, which we've already named and everything.
Good. Anybody else?
And what all did we decide?
Well, I think the priorities for us are the structural items, which one, it's for sure the science wings, I mean not the science wings, the science classrooms, and I mean to finish them out as well. And that's, we're talking about $720,000 there. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the football field, the three items for the football field. We're really short $110,000 after we take out the cafeteria equipment trade-off.
Sergio, can you use the numbers as you go through so we can record the
numbers? So alternates 1 and 2, I think, should be the number one priority.
For classrooms?
The science classrooms.
719.
And the finish out, which would be items 1 and 2. The next one would be the priority that the competition gym, because that's structural.
So 427.
427.
Yeah.
So.
And then the stage on top of that.
And the stage. So we're talking about 500 and.
544.
So say 540. And now we're talking about 720. 720, right?
And Maria, neither one of those have numbers right now. Okay. Those are separate. Yeah. And all right. You said 3, 4, and 5?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 1, 2, yeah. 3, 4, 5. And the one that we don't have in there is the competition.
It'd be an auxiliary.
Auxiliary gym to be able to hold actual games in there. That's about 500,000. And 540,000?
540.
Okay.
With the stage?
With the stage.
If, Gordon, when, just to keep everybody on the same page, the competition gym has a wood floor in it.
Mm-hmm.
The cafetorium gym wouldn't have a wood floor in it, would it?
What's that cost?
$98,000.
So it's 540 and...
I don't recommend that you eat on top of it.
Yeah. It'd be a cafeteria.
Tables would be turned
up. It'll be a mess.
It'll be middle school competition-wise, but it'll be on time.
That's a tough one.
That is a tough one. I hadn't thought about that. Good point.
Well, there's material.
There's another material that is more like a synthetic.
That we could still
plastic,
use?
And it's probably with all having chairs out there. And it's harder than wood, but it's, you can clean it a little bit.
Not the same though.
They do. Yeah, they're made for.
They're made for actual.
That you roll out?
Yeah.
That's kind of expensive, also, but I'll look into that.
But it's an option.
Okay.
And all these figures are still going for the LEED certification, right?
Unless you tell us not to, that's okay. Where we have
all. So these are all still based on us getting the LEED.
Okay.
What do you think on that?
It's $100,000. That could be your wooden floor.
Yeah.
You're going to get a little piece of paper, or you're going to get a nice wooden floor.
But you can't do a wooden floor in a cafeteria.
Well, you can put something over it, couldn't you? Almost like a... What would you call it? Like a folding?
You guys do able to do that for another layer of removable platform. Mm-hmm. Whenever you have a competition, you take that out.
Push it, yeah.
But, you know, if you have... The issue with that is it's a cafeteria and you're going to have food in there and it might sip through those platforms, so I would not recommend.
Where are the tables going to be stored if they use that?
Storage there?
Enough for the tables if they use it?
Well, it's a big size storage.
Because kids spend.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Grown-ups still. Mm-hmm. Everybody's still.
Jennifer?
You know... The thing is that we're trying to cut money, and so it really pains me to say this, but the number one thing that everyone loved about Garcia that I hear over and over again is alternate 27, the ceramic tile in the corridors. And so, the corridors are like a continual maintenance issue, because you know you paint them and it kids
leave. You're talking about the wall?
Yes, and so I know I probably like... Somebody should kick me under the table, but the reality
is...
You
say it's more better money spent.
Yeah. But the thing is that corridors, it's every summer gallons and gallons of paint, and every time I talk to anybody about Garcia, that's what everybody loved. And so, you know, I don't know, I just throw that out there. But
I think it's an excellent idea. At the middle school, which used to be the high school that everybody graduated from probably in 1997... No, maybe 1998. Is there not ceramic tile down the halls there?
Yeah.
Because it was a savings in terms of forever.
Maintenance. Well, that can be one of the priorities, of course, on the...
And it's 160,000.
Of course, like I'm not a big sports fan, but if I had to choose between a wood floor and a ceramic tile... I would choose a certain time, but you guys know I'm not a big sports fan.
Okay, the corridors right now are going to be in what kind of, the flooring, not the walls.
Oh.
You're talking about the walls.
I'm talking about the walls, yeah.
Yeah.
The corridors.
Yeah.
Are plus stained concrete.
Okay.
The walls are sheetrock.
Sheetrock.
Just like that.
Right. Walls are sheetrock. The floors are stained concrete. Okay.
All right, so I hear 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Walls is a priority. Then let's add the walls as a, on the corridors as a priority. Adrian?
Three.
All right. The other, I think, priority that would probably be would be to shell out the full, I don't know, that's a full amount for finishing them out, right? Item 31? Is that finished out?
Yeah, that is complete.
Complete?
Completed.
I don't know. Do you guys want to put that as a priority to shell those out instead of completing them?
What would be the cost difference?
About half.
Half?
About half?
It depends on how far you talk about shelling it out.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think the city will let you leave it exposed like metal studs. I think you're going to have to
walls.
Yeah. What ends up happening is you have to put the ductwork and the register on it.
Right.
That's what the city requires. Instead of just cutting off the ductwork somewhere down the corridor.
Right.
Guys?
Shell out? Mm-hmm. On the four elementary classrooms?
You know, it'd be really nice if it was only two of them, if there was
a way we can do it.
Yeah,
well, that's because it's the two floors.
So you could do, on the upstairs, you could do one finished, one shell, downstairs. One finished,
but
one shell.
What I'm saying, Dr. Murphy, it'd be very nice if we could just get away with two of them totally finished. If there was some way Ugo could fix, you know.
Oh, well, he can't, but it's going to look weird. And,
but maybe it doesn't have to be exactly where they are. Is there somewhere else in the plan that
you just do the
you know how
story.
You stuck the ones under the library? Is there somewhere else where?
There is an area under the library. We can add two more.
But that would take out the patio.
Yeah, that's not
that,
a
that's nice area for them.
Yeah, that's a nice area for them to.
I think so. That's why.
Is yeah, there anywhere else, though?
Yeah. The problem is that
maybe you could just look at, you don't, you know, tonight, yeah. That don't mean to put you on the spot.
Try it too. Two more.
Finish now.
But the problem is that it's on the elementary side, and it's also on the fourth, fifth grade corridor.
It's got to be there, close to there.
Yeah. You couldn't add middle school rooms.
Right.
And you also wouldn't want to put them up on the primary side where the kindergarten is. That's
right.
Why those rooms are all the higher elementary grades.
They're the fourth grade, right?
Mm-hmm. Third and fourth. Fourth and fifth, I apologize.
I thought they were these down
mm-hmm.
here.
Those two, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's
fourth and fifth?
That's upper elementary. And that's what you're losing, and so you just can't put them over at the middle school side.
No, you can't. I agree, but
could have a balcony.
Yeah. Or, you know, just down here. I don't know where. You gentlemen are really smart. That's why you you get to be the architects.
It's still square footage, though.
Yeah, it's just square footage. We'll find the right place for them. If you tell us the priority, we'll find a place for them.
Two of them somewhere else?
I don't know.
Because they can
I think we can get away with doing the full rough out of all four.
The full rough out
of all four?
Just get all four.
Yeah, let's just see what the rough out is on all four of them without finishing them out.
That's
the best bang for our buck.
Okay, so that's alternate 31, Maria, but only rough out. 31 rough out.
And then the other one would be the preparations for the lights at the field. No lights, but actually just preparations.
And can we have the rough out, and so we don't forget, also look at what finished out is, because these were the lower cost ones finished out. They're not science classrooms.
Yeah, those are just the elementary.
So could you just, you know, side by side, here's your rough out cost, it's going to be $2. Here's your total one, it's going to be $4. Or whatever.
It's already total. It's right there, $339,480.
On the science class.
But when you, I mean, if we all remember this sheet, it'll be a miracle. I'm just asking, you know, if they could be side by side when they come back to us.
All right. Any other priorities that we want to, the tile on the corridors?
So we're adding the tile, 160.
The 160.
That's number 27.
The light fixtures, LED. Is that going to be an issue if we don't include them for the LEED?
I think we have, yeah.
You can come back to LEED.
We won't be able to get it if we don't.
They do help quite a bit.
Yeah.
And energy-wise, I think that's the best way to go.
On here, you have the cistern.
Yes, on here.
Is it the functional cistern, or is it just for educational purposes?
We're going to try to reuse that to irrigate some of the front landscaping. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be a lot, but we're going to try to use it.
And it's only one of them at this point?
There's another one on...
What's the cost per?
We bought on another project, it was about $8,000.
$8,000 each?
Yes.
On alternate 30?
The LEED?
No. Oh, no, 30, not 38. It says this will allow the use of standard rooftop AC package units as well as other reductions throughout the building. And it looks like there's 650. What was the original, the chiller? The 4.5. Okay.
You can't get LEED with the package units. That's the issue.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
And more importantly than that is the electrical bills from now on for 50 years
will be high.
Those package units, yeah. That's the one we don't recommend. We don't recommend going to package units, no matter.
This is 4-pipe.
We have 4-pipe in the base.
This is 4-pipe. Okay.
The base bid includes 4-pipe.
Is anyone interested in alternate 32? If the library is going to be the centerpiece of the school now, do you want to upgrade the roof in the library, the ceiling in the library?
I say no. It's aesthetically pleasing only, it's not functional.
I think we should leave that as an alternate and maybe down the road, but.
Well, we think all of these are going to be drawn as alternates so that you can select them at will when the project is bid. And if the bids come in differently, you may reprioritize.
Right.
Except for the ones we're naming right now, right? Correct?
Right.
Yeah, like expanding the gym can't be an alternate.
No, it's got to be from the beginning. That, the gym, the classrooms.
I think the slide needs to go away.
Slide in the kiln room.
I want to go down the slide, Lori.
I want to take a picture.
Just knowing that you could get hurt. Like you too much.
We're going to expand that. There's another 98,000 for the flooring. Mm-hmm. Let's just round that up to 100,000. Flooring. And this flooring, it's a rollout. How long does that last? The flooring for the expanded gym?
Oh, it's pretty good.
Pretty good?
Yeah.
Good life. 5-10.
Warranty.
30?
Is it going to be similar to what you see in parks? You know, the nice, like
the ones.
The last one I did at Clint almost cost as much as the wood floor.
Right. But you can't have chairs and tables on that wood floor. So
no, but it is functional. I mean, you can eat off of it. You can clean it.
And play off of it.
And are the people happy with it?
I'd have to call them and ask them. I can't.
Yeah.
Curious.
Or do they hate you for putting it in?
Okay, we're talking 160 by 40.
Kind of like when you see those competitions where it's like a straight ball, but they're playing outside, but it has a real fancy gym. Like it's like a turtle-looking material.
I'm not sure. But we did one in America's High School. Still,
I did one at Clint Middle School.
Can you guys explain alternate 20? That's technical. I don't understand 20.
EFA sometimes has a problem with humidity buildup behind it. So this is just a channeled adhesive design to keep the moisture from building up. Normally in the vessel it's not an issue, but just wanted to know if it was an issue, we wanted to bring it to your attention. For instance, UTEP won't allow EFAS via their structures in essence as a drainage system. just an old issue, kind of like
dehumidify.
Yeah, just so that the moisture doesn't get trapped. It's expensive, but
it's worth it over the lifetime because the moisture will ruin your whole building. So,
well, you are the designers, Carl. What do you say about this stuff?
We don't want any part of EFAS. Drainable or not?
That's kind of what I remember.
We don't want
that's kind of how I remember.
Most people have gone to like a stucco, or just don't even mess with it. You can, but you have to do it right. You have to make sure that the same contractor, the sewer, the police, the additional to put it in. What happened is a lot of women just slapped it on the houses. You've got a lot of rot in the wood and mold buildup. So
it's the ugly word mold. That's what it is.
So, Carl, are you saying alternate 20 really isn't important because you're going to do something else?
Well, what they're talking about here is a drainable EFAS system. We just hope we don't have to use EFAS. And if we do, that it's very high up on the building where nobody can get to it.
Where they don't have any exposure.
Nobody can touch it. It's on a high wall above a gym or something where nobody's going to reach it. But we'd rather not use EFAS at all. It's just foam. You can just take your cans and tear it up. It goes away.
Yeah, that's without it. That's trading.
The right locations, if we're familiar with the Larry Groves and it's...
Yeah, because just the science classrooms, just the science classrooms.
And then the columns, part of the top is...
Carl says we don't need 20. What?
Science class is 700.
Yes.
The field is 620.
Yeah.
Comes up
there. That's correct.
With the sideboard. You're saving yourself a lot.
If we take out the
HVAC, and we can still add in the elementary classes and the field lights all together and still be under that many.
The problem, I want to see what the, see that this is going to hit our end of the number.
Yeah.
Okay. So
Yeah, put that back in. Put that back in. You can decide down the road to do that. Because that's just the financing issue.
Okay.
What I came out with is about 1.8 million after we do the trade-off with these kitchen equipment. With the priorities that we have now, about 1.8 million more, giving us credit for the kitchen equipment, and what the other priorities we've listed, costing us another 1.8 million. Now, that's without any savings down the road, and that includes the majority of our big ticket items that would be a priority that can save us a lot of money down the road. Now, we may have a little bit of a fudge factor in terms of some of these that are not like the structural items, like the football field, that we can at the last determine if we're going to be able to get them done or not. Or maybe just part of them, I don't know. But the way it looks like now, it's only 1.8 million short, and that's without financing any of the HVAC there, just leaving it completely as is. I mean, I think easily if the board considers putting in about 1 million or 1.2 million from the fund balance, we're talking about maybe 500,000 short, and then wait for the bids. We may be able to do it without having to finance and not hurt our M&O where we'll cut into our teacher salaries and such.
That's exactly what we want to see happen. That's exactly where we are headed.
So. Okay, sir, if I may, I've been chronicling this, and Maria, if you could check. I hear that you guys want items 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
When you say items, you mean alternates?
Alternates, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Yes.
Item 27.
Yes.
Item 31. And on 31, you want prices for both rough out
and
full.
That's 31, that's the extra classroom.
Right.
Yeah, 31 is the extra classroom, but just the shelf.
Okay.
Well, they're going to price it both ways.
I put half of that on.
Oh, okay.
I only put the shell price, not the full.
That's what it comes with.
Yeah. Then, sir, you want the rough out of the football lights?
Yes.
Then, sir, you want a larger middle school cafe that would also serve as an auxiliary gym with an upgraded floor but not wood?
Yes.
And then the last thing is no kiln, no slide.
Correct. And then those cisterns, what do you think of those? I mean, it's great. If it costs more to make them functional, do we really get that much rain? Are we going to bank that much?
What we get is lead points.
Yeah.
That's what we're really lead. Doing it for.
Going back to lead.
And education for the children.
We believe it's an educational.
Because the roof will drain to the...
They'll pay for himself over the year.
Actually, with the water savings,
the system over, yeah. Been positive.
They won't have to water.
Okay.
Yeah. The front landscape.
Initially, is it functional?
If make them function, we put a pump in there.
Yeah, no, we'd want to
irrigate a portion of it.
Uh-huh. I understand. I think it's an awesome idea.
As long as they're functional, really, because I heard they were not functional. That they were just,
a
holding area.
What we do is actually connected to your water, and actually it's always cool, and then you have the pump, but it's sending even if it doesn't rain.
But will it have the rain catch function?
That's the first thing that we want to do, yes.
So that, it's going to start raining, be the 2006 storm, and we're going, we're not catching any of this. These things are just decorative.
The football field will catch it.
Or next year, yeah. We're going to get more rain gutters. For 20 more years.
Thank you. I've been waiting for someone to tell us. But they are functional. Like they're designed that they will function.
We're going to make them function.
Okay.
Guys, is that a recommendation that we want to make to the board? Yeah?
We're very comfortable with it.
Is that everybody comfortable with that?
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
I think we can live with that.
And y'all have done a wonderful
Thank
job.
You.
Yeah.
VMAC has been working harder than us.
Thank
we have
VMAC.
Been working hard, but they've been working harder than us. But thank y'all. Can I just clarify this? The portion of the gym that we're going to move out, we need to move it out and put it in the base bid. But it's our understanding that the other ones are still going to be showing up as alternates that we can choose at the time we receive the bids. In other words, we're not going to put the priorities in the base bid so that we don't have an option of taking them out. Am I right? They're going to remain alternates.
No. We're picking these as base,
the
base
ones,
bids.
So
these
ones,
are going in the base bid.
The ones that will be going in the base bid that I think that we're recommending to the board to put in the base bid would be the structural items like the gymnasium expansion,
okay.
The science classrooms.
Well, but see, let me ask you, the science classrooms can easily be an alternate, though. They're partial, but they have their own wing. So what I'm worried about is that we put all this in the base, and let's say that what David said is true, that all these projects are bidding middle of next year, and we get bids that come in over, then we don't have an option to award the contract.
Could...
Well, I know that, but we still got to bid it. What I'm worried is that why not keep these as alternates so that you can really make that decision at the time we bid it? We want to be able to award this project.
Yeah.
We don't want to get to next June and have a difficult meeting again. We're over the budget. We can't award it. We need some back doors. We need some safety valves.
Science classes.
So I hate for us to put all these in the base bid.
Is it too big ones?
Well, we're at the estimating stage off of 70% complete drawing.
I think what we could probably do as an alternate would be the additional four elementary shell-out classrooms.
Right.
Because those are easy to take in and out, right?
Well, some of the science classrooms.
I know, but if we... I'd rather live with cutting something else out than not putting in the science classrooms.
Yeah, because they're better at today's price.
I'd rather bite the bullet on that and say, because we're going to get a better price on it on the base bid than as an alternate, aren't we?
Probably
right?
Are. And I would certainly agree with that argument. You probably are.
And so I mean, that's probably the biggest ticket, one ticket item is those.
Right.
It is.
I just would like to have us have some safety valves so that we can award the project.
Well, if it came to it, the structure of it, we could do and not finish them out. We could do that.
Can we, Mr. Chair, for my?
Can we just
have them design it and then put it as alternates? And I mean, we have the way the CMR and the architect work, then we could look at that in the future day. But at least we also have it designed. I mean, it's not going to be an extra cost for the design. Might as well just have the design in there
with it,
and then we could just do alternates. But at least we could give the direction to proceed within the next meeting, and then that way we could work that out in the long run. But at least the direction right now is to actually whatever the committee's recommendation to the full board.
Well, I think you're right, and I think we need to put that on for the agenda item for next week, the regular board meeting, for the board to decide which one to do that. So I think by then we should give them the green light by next Tuesday. We can't do it now.
And that's what I would like for the recommendation.
No,
whatever
Thursday.
Whatever that recommendation. No, Tuesday. Yeah, the 18th. And then that way we could move forward from there. And hopefully then you could give us a timeline from groundbreaking to actually. And then hopefully we could, you know.
I think the two most important things here that we're looking at structural is this gymnasium and those science classrooms.
And the stage.
And the stage, yeah. Yeah, because those are structural items that, I mean, if we have to down the road without, I mean, if the board puts about 1 to 1.2 million from fund balance, we're not going to have that issue. We only have about $400,000 or $500,000 left.
But I don't want to get into discussion of fund balance.
Yeah.
Lori? I called you Mr. BMAC. Mr. BMAC. I see that you've got a 2% contingency. Is that sufficient?
We normally use 3%. We use 2%.
But you think it's going to be
does
so
that get
good?
To the numbers?
But you think that'll be sufficient? And, I mean, you've built for us before, you know.
It'll have to be like Garcia. We'll just have to make it work.
Okay. Because it's a wonderful school. Garcia is a superior school.
Garcia didn't exceed 2%.
So we're talking about, 400,000?
4 to 5, yeah.
Right?
Right. The reason being is that sometimes there's some owner-directed changes,
right.
Architect changes, or even my changes.
Well, stuff always comes up. I'm shocked if items would come up, right?
He's trying to tell you our drawings aren't always accurate.
What? 97% accurate.
I don't think there's ever been a project.
3%.
I don't think there's ever been a project built of this magnitude that doesn't have any changes.
Well, hopefully we won't have to build a road
and
like we did.
Yeah.
Mr. VMAC, I have another question for y'all. You've seen the problems that we face from the building of the high school. You know, where the shortfalls were. You don't see any of this here. You think we've got all the bases covered? That
I think we have. I'm going to answer that because I was sitting in a lot of those meetings. I think we have a lot of our bases covered. I think that we have a clear direction of how we're going to build it, which helps. I think we have a clear direction of the mechanical system, which is a feasible system. We're not going out of the box on that. I think that we're being, CDA has done a great job on, if we need to add, we can add. If we need to cut, we can cut, but we're not changing the integrity of something. We're not giving you half a gym and saying, well, we cut it because that's where we, you know.
Yes.
So I at this point, I feel that we have addressed a lot of those issues, those lessons learned. So, you know, and without getting a couple of rocks thrown at me from the football fans, I mean, we have a pretty good contingency plan not doing the field if we run out of money.
Thank you. I appreciate the confidence.
Really?
We're not gonna.
I love sports, but
we're going to build a football. The other thing that we have to contend with is that Paso is a deep market. Paso right now has more than its share of construction work than it's ever had.
Yeah.
Fort Bliss was a driver a few years ago, remember, where they put in $3 billion.
Yeah.
but now the other scopes of work are coming into play. The hospital should be awarded any time. It's got $750 million that David was talking about. You know, the baseball field is going to be $45 million.
By 2014, on top of that.
There's two theaters out for bid right now. There's
the arena.
Paso ISD has some schools that are coming out also.
Socorro.
So when you compete for the best pricing, this district is held in high regard, by the way. A lot of people don't overprice you. I'm just telling the truth here, you know. Some other district may charge a little bit higher, depending on the district. So it's kind of important that we're going to live with Hugo's schedule here, and we start putting out the buzz and say, hey, guys, this is coming out in June, so people leave this for their bidding process and when they can do the work. Well, you know, I was talking to David right now. We like to use Socorro's three schools that they put out for bid. The first one came in with money to spare on the budget, very good subcontractors. Second one in between. Third one had no budget left over. And we didn't think too highly of the subcontractor base, did we? So we actually ended up using an electrician called Berg Electric from San Diego, California. Just to give you.
Yeah.
The last time we built, we did have like a little subcontractor deal here to get everyone excited. And
yeah.
There was definitely more participation at this district than at others. One of the big factors is there are some school districts that are infamously known for being late. And so that's going to be probably one of the big questions that people will ask when they come visit us when we put that outreach out there. Which in this district, that hasn't been an issue. But they're going to probably, yeah. That's a huge thing. When you're negotiating with a subcontractor market, mm-hmm. if you can prove you paid, that saves you money right off the bat in those bids. I know because I do concrete for a living as a subcontractor, and when I work for certain entities, the price does change because of the way they pay.
Yeah, well, hopefully we'll have some good results on the bids, and come this summer and we'll be hopefully pleasantly surprised on some of them that when they first start coming in.
I'm just looking at the site plan. I know we got rid of the softball field. I was never a baseball fan, so it's okay for me. When we're talking about converting over to full middle school here, what sort of changes do you envision to this design? Or at this point, because we've kind of eliminated that courtyard, are there really minimal sort of changes?
One of the things we'll have to do is the plumbing fixtures for elementary school have to be at a lower height. When we go to middle school, we'll have to raise them.
Drinking fountains too, right?
Water
fountains. That's just fixtures, you know, some fixtures.
Yeah, everything like that. But the rooms are sized okay.
That's what I'm talking about, the rooms themselves, the hallways,
that
kind of stuff.
We don't need to do that, but we have to do that because when you have an elementary student, you have to have a certain
course.
Middle schools at different levels.
Okay.
I did see, furnishings. When you say furnishings, I'm looking at these line items. Furnishings were 70, I don't know, looks like you took out 52,000, a variance of 52,000 in the furnishings. When you say furnishings, do you mean desks?
Those are contractor furnishings, so those are the rails and the toilet partitions.
But I saw a toilet partition on another place, stainless steel.
Which page are you on?
Right now I'm looking at, I don't know, it's two of cut off.
There's furnishings here.
Part of the building.
Under Division 12?
Yes.
That's window blinds, science lab equipment, gym seating, bicycle racks.
Good. Okay.
That's all it is. It's not desk or
okay.
furniture or couches or anything like that.
Okay, we had reserved some money for that already, right?
That is correct.
Yeah.
And in this case, just depending on the owner, that doesn't always have to go through us. That's just the budget we come up with, going through a book and seeing what you need. If Jennifer has access to another supplier, saying I can go get bike racks from this then that's fine too.
Okay.
There's some possible savings there.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else? Doc?
Well, I wrote it all down. You want me to read it one more time or no?
I think we got it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 31.
Yeah, and then
no kill, no slide.
Okay. The only other item that we need to recommend, and you've already mentioned it, is that we would need to recommend to the full board that we would lift the stop order on CDA. They're at 70% design development, and the recommendation of the full board would be that we would lift and let them go to 100% design development.
And I think we can put that as an agenda item for Tuesday. The other issue is that the board can decide at that time whether we want which particular items we want as the base bid and which ones we want to leave as alternates, as recommended by Carl. But we can discuss that on Tuesday anyways.
And I will also document all this in Eagle Notes tomorrow and send it out, working with Marie.
But I think we'll have enough time to digest that by Tuesday and make a decision for the board to make a decision on the base bid items. And we can talk about that on Tuesday and give you guys a green light on Tuesday.
And then, Carl, isn't there, when you finish design development before you go to construction documents, I think it's even in the contract, there then has to be another letter to begin construction documents?
Yes, you will have to notify us that you approve design development and all the things that it entails and for us to go and proceed. And so we will not start until you do.
Okay. Anybody else? Nope. All right. Thank you, everybody.
Great job, everybody.
Thank you.
Yeah. Good job, guys. I feel comfortable with this stuff.
Yeah, this feels good.
It was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 27, and 31.
Okay. I have it.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 27, 31, and then a bunch of little stuff that you've added.
Perfect, right.
And I have it right here, and I'm going to document it in a letter to the board tomorrow so that you have everything.
Awesome.
Ready to go. Just talk about
that. I just have cough drops.
Sorry.
I just have cough drops today. Trying to recover from this weekend.
All right, that takes us, that finishes up agenda item 2A. We're now on agenda item 2B, and Mr. Rodriguez has requested that we just pull this and just put it on the Tuesday's agenda item. So we'll have to make a decision on it by the board, anyways. To be.
We do have a couple.
We do have a representative from Johnson Controls here tonight. Although Johnson Controls comes frequently, and they may be able to discuss with the other visitors that we have in Park Hill, Smith, and Cooper, and they will not be able to join us on Tuesday night. So, if you wanted just to have them present there,
that's fine.
Okay. As required by law. The third-party independent review for the high have the final for Tuesday's board meeting. And so it's just a brief two-page report. And we received it this afternoon. And since taking advantage that they're in town, I think if you would like to hear, just briefly the report.
Sure.
Do we have copies of the report?
So with that, we could get copies of the report. With that, I would like to introduce Mr. Jarrett Higgins and Mr. Stephen Foster.
These are the guys that gotta make sure.
Huh?
These are the guys that gotta make sure the JCI does what they say.
Okay. Do we have any questions from committee? Lori?
These are the recommendations. What's the next step? How did these get?
Well, what we'll do is we'll provide this formal letter, and we'll provide it to Ms. Matthews, and we'll also provide it to Johnson Controls, who will have a chance to respond to those concerns before next Tuesday.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
All right, Lori. Now, the item number two in the recommendations, the verification of the lighting burn hours, was that the only item? Was the hallways in terms of, or were there others?
There were others that we found in the classrooms. When we did the math for the number of hours shown, typical Monday through Friday week, it would equivalent to 11 hours per day per classroom that the lights would be on, and that would be 52 weeks a year. And they did some data logger calculations that support the number of hours they determined, and they said they'd provide those to us for review.
Okay. And obviously the building automation system, that's going to require training as well, of
yes.
course. And in terms of the, and I guess they can provide what the personnel on our side would be required for that.
Yes.
In terms of.
That's part of the.
Who's going to be handling the employee issue?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And the other recommendation was your building automation system submittal that...
That would be to determine what type of language that your programs will be written in your control logic, and then also to make sure that it is an open source contract or an open source system.
Okay.
And they, when talked with Dr. McCullough this afternoon, they're going to do a walkthrough this Thursday, and then they'll have that information available to provide in the near future.
All right. All right, and this is a summary report, then. You'll be providing the actual final, or is this
a... Oh, no, this is a draft report. We'll provide a draft report.
Okay. Anybody else? No?
Through the chair, then the big thing will be they'll give this to Johnson Controls, and then Johnson Controls will respond in writing to each item, assuring and giving a response to it. So we will have all that on record. And for the record, we appreciate the two JCI representatives that are here with us tonight.
Is this going to change? Now, my issue with respect to the estimates on the hours that were, is this going to change the estimates with respect to the savings, obviously?
It could change the baseline savings. Which will, I mean, they also change will make a smaller savings overall.
And will you all be able to look at those figures after they provide them to you, or?
We can certainly do that.
Okay. I'd like to have you guys do that as well. After the response on what the new projected based on your, on the new calculations for the hours, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So essentially, you just overestimated on the hours is what your finding is.
That's what we believe, or that's what it appears.
Okay.
All right. Anybody else?
Oh, I have one more question. You looked at the geothermal
yes.
at the high school, and you see that as being savings?
Yes,
once it gets up and running?
Yes.
Significant savings?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Anybody
that's
else?
That's going to be exciting.
Yeah,
fine. Sure.
Well, we never had enough money to finish
it
out.
We have a ribbon cutting for it or something.
All right. Is that it?
That's it.
Gentlemen, thank you all very much. Appreciate your work.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, next agenda item.
Agenda item 2C, update on RO2 for CO Marsh, presenter Ms. Matthews.
All right, Jennifer.
So Mr. Gatlin and I have been working closely together to put together the RFP for the CMRs. We have a draft of that and a proposed timeline, which Mr. Gatlin is going to discuss.
Committee Chair, members of the committee, Dr. Murphy. This has been a very difficult RFP for me to put together. We've had so many different things. First of all, I met with our attorney, Jerry Wallace, to make sure we're going to be using the right AIA documents. That was one thing I wanted to make sure we got right this time because the one for the architect, we mentioned the wrong one in the bid. Also, we went through and made sure all of our projects were correct, the ones that have already been completed, that we didn't include those in the RFQ, so we're not duplicating the effort there. We also had some issues with the, had to include the prevailing wage rates. We got that down. So we've been kind of working this through stages. So I'm about 90% complete with the bid. We should be able to post this, hopefully, the first week we get back from vacation and close it within 3 weeks. So according to Jennifer, that's going to fit in fine. We're going to use a two-part RFQ. What we'll do first, we're going to go out for the qualifications. We'll choose the top five, and the way the RFQs will be written, those top five, then we'll give them the projects. By that time, the architects will have their estimates on it.
Right, so what we're hoping to do is, it's a two-step process. So in the first one, we would shortlist the top five, right? And we would take that to the January or the February board for you to approve the five and their ranking. And then after that, what we're trying to do is, as you can see, NCON, which is our next item, we're getting our surveying and our soils testing lined up. We're getting those proposals, hopefully trying to get all of those to their December board to allow them to do some of that work over Christmas break and early January so that the architects, all the other three architects, pre-K through to site, would be able to complete their design development hopefully by Valentine's Day. So when they finish that immediately after we've shortlisted the five, they could tentatively price on the design development and we could submit on that. But in other words, they would be well on their way by March or April. We would have a contractor, we'd be into the construction documents, and we'd be well on our way to have everything lined up for this summer.
Great, we need to really push.
So the timeline is good with what Mr. Gatlin is.
So you're pretty confident in that first week in January?
Yeah, well, we should have it on the streets by then, and that way we can have it out for at least 3 weeks. So we're going to have a pre-bid conference, too, so if they come in, we explain exactly what we want them to do. And the fact that we may choose more than one, St. Marsh, for the different projects. We broke it down, actually, into four or five different bundles, the way we're going to, so they can quote on each bundle or all the bundles, however they want to do it, so we can break it up.
Whatever we need to do in terms of meetings to expedite it and get this done, let's do it.
And the CMRs run with the architects and the project, so that the thought process is that this will, I'm at a loss for, pardon?
Like synergies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It will?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Thank you. Yeah, it looks like by Valentine's Day we should be real close to shooting everything off.
Okay, good.
Yeah. All right. Good. Okay. Sounds good. Next item.
Agenda item 2B, possible suspension of district-wide energy management shutdowns. Presenter Ms. Matthews.
Well, the energy shutdowns began before I came, and there was great savings attributed to them. The district thinks over $300,000 worth of work. Worth of savings. We do feel that their life cycle may be nearing to an end, and we would like to contemplate for Christmas closing down any campus where there's really not much action, possibly preserving that of the middle schools or the high school where there's some athletic or extracurricular activities. But we do think now with the upcoming construction in the summertime, the campuses being open alleviates us a lot in terms of access and gates in the building, and the custodial staff being there helps us a lot. And so we're thinking for the moment suspending them possibly until at least a year from now after the construction is a little bit further on its way. And that's our recommendation.
And I would even add suspend them through the life of the bond until we can get the bond done.
For real? Because you were the proponent of this, and we'd saved a fortune.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
You saved in terms of just power, man hours, obviously, as well.
Right.
So are you going to see that coming back if you get rid of the program or suspend the program? Do you foresee an increase now?
Well, I think right now for Christmas, our plan is, I think, to shut down the elementary schools and keep the middle schools and the high schools open. And then I just think it's going to be complicated over the summertime or over spring.
Well, of course, with construction, but it sounds like we saved quite a bit.
There's no way you can make a schedule that says just what you said. Look, like Christmas, we're going to keep the elementary schools closed because we have athletics going on at the other schools.
Right.
So there's still a savings.
Yeah, we could do it on a selective basis.
Precisely, and then we would, make...
For example, Canutillo Middle School, I foresee them having hopefully, if we have a CMR lined up, some action during spring break, so maybe they would stay open. We could do it on a selective basis.
Suspension
probably. We're just asking for a little flexibility, so it's not like a...
Mandate,
Yeah, I think we've also got...
Home, let's go, we're...
I think it just makes
sense. From the electric company, too, for...
Right.
For being so good at this, correct?
No, it's been a great program. It's just... This bond is starting to really encroach on some of this. The Thanksgiving break, there was 1,000 exceptions that needed to be made to the rule. And so we just wanted to bring it for consideration because we know that that is not going to decelerate in any manner in the near future.
I couldn't recommend full
suspension.
Just create a schedule and do the best we can.
Yeah.
But to be as flexible as possible, I think getting rid of something that's obviously, one, green, and then saving us money, we should always have an eye towards saving money. Definitely. But being flexible, really, I don't know how you can recommend this. That suspension, probably a little bit more leniency instead of a mandate of all buildings be closed weekends.
It's food for thought.
Yeah.
That you could come up with the selective case that, you know, over spring break, two are going to be closed because, but at least something, we realize some kind of savings.
Yeah.
Great.
I think we leave it to your discretion to do that because at the same time, I don't want you on the side to saying, well, we want to close this school, but then we have issues come up in terms of getting the bond going quickly and it's going to save us money. We're trying to, you know, bite down on saving and we're losing on this other side too. So I don't want that to happen.
Right, right. No, don't worry.
Right.
Don't worry.
There's always alternative costs.
We actually, like, even you know, Thanksgiving with those ones that were shut down, you know, it was kind of like a joint calls.
Well, if I could just, so the reason we're bringing this to you is this was a board action that we will do this 100%. And so now the recommendation is that it would be administration's discretion.
I think it ought to be with board approval. You know, that you can, obviously there's, you're not going to, okay, in February we're shutting everything down. Well, there's no holiday. There's going to be the obvious. There's going to be summer, spring break, Christmas, and Thanksgiving, right?
I think with respect to that would be the major issue. We're talking about some weekends, some of the smaller holidays. The big summer deal, you're going to let us know if you can shut them down or not, and we'll approve them.
I think you can word it in a sense of it's just, you can suspend them pending the bond itself taking priority on any project or any sort of decision making. So
does that make sense? And
yes, yeah.
And Ms. Aguirre, does that make sense to you?
Yes.
I don't know if it necessarily has to be a board action. I think it's more of a management decision. And hopefully we use it to its optimal, but at the same time, looking at the cost-benefit of analysis of what's when it comes to the importance of the bond program or, you know, how we actually structure it as being smart about what we're actually doing, so.
It was a board action, though, was it not?
Well, it was a board action to approve the...
Shutdowns?
Not necessarily the shutdowns, but it was part of...
It was part of the budget stakeholders.
Yeah, it was the budget stakeholders, but I mean, we approved our budget. This is more of a management decision, and hopefully we come within budget. If we're going to have to budget more money for that the next year, then that's what we budget during the budget.
But I think Ms. Matthews gets it, that the board saying we want to save money by energy, going green, doing our job, but we don't want that to overshadow the obvious common sense of get your bond done now.
Oh, believe me, we're making every effort to, and it's more work for us as well, we are making every effort to shut down the campuses, as many as possible, telling the custodians, hey, you know, it's time to take vacation, let's go. You know, but at the same time, we would appreciate if, as Mr. Rodriguez says, that it would be like an administration's discretion, because making it a board agenda item, it's, you know.
Yeah, hold it down.
Maybe for a Thursday.
I don't think that we need to, you know, decide every thing you're going to do, but just keep us notified.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Okay, so notification to the board prior to those holidays as to what our plan is. Great. And then you can have comments if you'd like.
All right.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Next agenda item.
Agenda item 2E, contract with Econ for RFQ 1306, presenter Ms. Matthews.
All right, well, last Monday, when the board interviewed everyone, Encon was selected as the number one for soils testing and construction materials testing. And so they have been working very hard, and they have some preliminary numbers. And so so what I've requested is they've been quickly, now the most critical thing at this moment is not their concern of materials testing, it's the soils testing. We're trying to get everything for the architects to move their designs along. So we are only missing at this time, all of the architects have turned in their information with the exception of the information pending for Canutillo Elementary School and their new parking lot and site improvements. And so these are just some, so between Wednesday and Friday last week, the information of the architects started rolling in to Mr. Alex Wolper. And these are just some preliminary numbers. He's been working on these all day today, so I received these at 5:30. And of course, with this, he's going to be attaching the sketches of the boring locations and depths, his full fee proposal, as well as his fee schedule there that we'll be using as a basis for future proposals. And basically, our goal is, while we weren't able to bring you the costs for all of them and the full fee proposals, we wanted to give as much of an idea to the subcommittee because we do intend to put all of these for this December's board meeting. I'm trying to see if I can get them access through the Christmas break to some of the sites so they can do working on their testing. So in January, the architects will have all their soils tested to get their designs moving along. I don't know if you guys have any questions for Mr. Alcoper, which I know he's met previously, or about the proposals or the sites.
Guys?
Yes.
All right, and the contract is up for Tuesday.
Yeah, and it'll be a series of six contracts.
Okay.
The five that you see here, plus Canutillo Elementary School, which we didn't have time to do before tonight.
All right.
That's your standard contingency, 15%.
Yes.
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 Anybody else? Okay, thank you guys.
And I have a
Mr.
Just on the,
Rodriguez.
It's going to be separate contracts, or it's going to be one contract with all the sort of like what we did with the other stuff?
Well, it would be individual POs for each different campus, and the reason for that is because it makes it easier when we're billing. You know, we have that bond project summary report, which has the 150 projects. So in order to keep the financing clean for Ms. Aguirre, each one of these would be billed to a separate account. And so when he bills, so that he can distinguish what projects it's from. So we're
trying to... I don't have a problem with that. I just, you know, if we're going to do one contract like how we talked about,
yeah,
the other, it's just one contract and you could add all the...
Correct.
And the bills.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, to have a contract for each individual one that...
Yeah,
it's better if we have one contract.
Yeah,
I'm all for one contract.
That's not a problem. We can do that.
Well, the only other issue is that we need to put some items in that one big contract about each approval of the amounts for all the projects before. How are we going to do that?
Well, that contract would include the individual costs of like these six line items within it, but it would also contain the fee schedule that you have. That would be any other projects hereafter would be based off of that fee schedule.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
We
don't
agree.
Yeah.
Because we did put in the bid that we would actually have this for a 1-year contract with 3 1-year extensions, so that way we'd keep them on board for any future projects. So we don't have to do this again for 4 years.
Okay.
So we'll need that in the contract.
Here's a draft fee schedule that we'll share, and it'll be provided tomorrow.
Right.
Can we get that in the packet?
We have to review it, and then I would like for VMAC to see it, mm-hmm. and our deadline to Tony is Wednesday morning, so we're like working really fast on it,
but it'll be on for next Tuesday.
For next Tuesday,
and we can discuss it if we don't have the fee schedule by then.
Yeah, but here's the draft of what you would have received. I wouldn't have any more to give.
You said so one campus is missing, the high school?
Correct.
CES.
Elementary
School.
All right. Anything else, guys?
So.
All right.
All right.
Go. Tuesday. Next agenda item.
Agenda item 2. We have a contract with SFI Inc. for RFQ 13-07. Presenter Ms. Matthews and Mr. Gaffin.
Similar to what we're doing with NCOM, we're also doing for SLI. However, I don't have a draft of SLI's proposed projects, but I just wanted to let you know, since everything does come through the subcommittee, that I am aggressively pursuing that for next week's board meeting, that we have all the individual proposals for surveying, just like Enercon has provided for.
Well, obviously, the big priority ones would be the big ticket items, and specifically the PK3A, right?
Oh, correct. And so you'll know, and Mr. Alex Wolfram can tell you, I told him when you're doing the soils testing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Gentlemen.
And I told him, the top priority, pre-K through 8. So as you can see, that was the first one that he worked on.
Yeah,
he was very helpful with that. And so.
Push that if at all. You can do anything else, do the PK thread, and let's put it on for.
That's exactly what I told him. If you don't have time to do any of the other campuses, make sure the pre-K thread goes first.
That's all right.
Larger.
Guys? All right. Let's go. Next agenda item.
Agenda item 2G, City Plan Commission, Esmeralda Park Archive Underground Transmission Lines Project. Presenter, Ms. Thurl.
Lori?
Yes. This was brought to my attention, and I think the rest of the board got all the same information in the Thursday packet. It could have been 2 weeks ago. And the main gist of the information was some land on the upper portion of the school district, how it was going to be kept open space. But towards the back of it was information for us that the City Plan Commission had rejected a proposal. That they had rejected a proposal saying that they will take away Esmeralda Park, which is in our school district off Artcraft, the
north side of Artcraft.
Northeast side of Artcraft. And that the City Plan Commission said no, they didn't think that was a good idea, and they also said that they did not think it was a good idea that these transmission lines were above ground but below ground, A, for the safety of the people who live in the area, B, for the park. You know, that if you put up these huge transmission lines, you lose the park, the only park that's there. I would like the school board, because these are our children that live in this area, that access Esmeralda Park and that also live there, and it also affects, here's another key point, it affects the property rates. And right now, or not rates, our property values. Right now the property values are good there. The appraisals are good. Our taxes are coming in. That's directly tied. If they put up these high transmission lines, those property rates and the appraisals on those properties are going to go down, which is going to cause us to lose money. So I see it as a twofold thing. One, we're losing money on value of our properties. Two, possible, something with our children, that this is a health issue with children to have those high transmission lines, or to get rid of their only part. So I'd like to suggest that our legal counsel would draw up a resolution for Tuesday, maybe I would like Tuesday if he could, to say that we oppose this and that we also agree with the City Plan Commission that these same lines should go underground. And in so doing, save the property values, save the park, and possibly save the children's health.
Okay.
That's a big mouthful.
Oh, what? You're taking two-thirds of that park. So.
Adrian?
I live by here, and just put that new playground, so I'm all for keeping this park, not just because of the aesthetic value, but I agree with Ms. Searles here in that the property values will be negatively affected.
So. Mr. Rodriguez?
Just real quick, do we know for a fact, I mean, I have put this in the Friday packet because part of my job is to my real job
is you got a real job?
To keep updated with certain issues when it comes to either developments. And so I put this in the Friday packet, but I don't know the exact details. I just want to make sure, shouldn't we do some research, or we're sure for the fact
See the last page, it's the very last page from Alda, all the way to the back of the packet. And the very back page is a map, and the other side of that page is the City Plan Commission's recommendations and their problems with putting these above ground transmission lines in.
They said they were going to discuss further on November 27th. I discussed with Gustavo, and according to him, it didn't pass. But I don't know if we can get maybe some sort of minutes on it.
They have council's vote to overturn the commission. Is that what the understanding?
That's what the understanding, but I didn't get any clarification. He said he was going
to. In other words, if it doesn't pass the City Plan Commission and they take it to the council could overturn the City Plan Commission.
Correct.
And then that's a process. So I just want to research what exactly happened before we actually set a resolution.
Correct.
Because if it didn't pass, I know it was on last Tuesday's.
The 27th.
No, the Tuesday before that, the council meeting.
13th.
It was.
You were there on the 13th, and then it was on the 27th that this came back up.
Okay, but whenever it was, then could we ask that our legal counsel would research and come back with a resolution that supports what we're saying.
If that's the committee's recommendation to the board, then I mean, I don't have a problem. I just want to make sure that we
don't look like idiots.
Yeah, I agree. We need to find out whether, and if in fact that's his, and then provide us a proposed resolution for Tuesday, and if it's delayed because of city council or something, then we'll have more time. But to find out whether we're not going to go ask for something that they've already
decided on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So if you could ask the administration to actually research that.
Mr. Yes. Chair, if you could then have the administration research.
And if we need to, then
and
whatever the
have legal counsel come up with a draft resolution.
For
Tuesday's meeting, if indeed it's appropriate.
If it's appropriate for the time frame. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Doc, if you'll ask, I guess.
Ms.
Annette or
Gustavo,
maybe.
We got it. If we could just get together after the meeting and you can kind of outline exactly what you.
What it is, Dr. Murphy, is that. What's the date on that? The 13th of November?
This was the 13th, yeah.
13th of November, the City Plan Commission opposed
it.
This happening. And what we can't find out is, did it already go to the City Council?
It was on the council agenda for last.
For the 27th.
Tuesday, but it was the 27th.
For the 27th. And according to your PIO, Gustavo, said that it didn't pass or it didn't go, but he didn't provide any supporting documentation. So if we could just get supporting documentation for some minutes. There you go.
We need fact and
what
really happened. And if we are still within the timeline, then legal counsel to come up with a resolution saying we oppose this.
We oppose the transmission lines being kept over.
We oppose the above ground transmission lines. As did the City Plan Commission.
All right, got it.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Next agenda item.
Agenda item 2H, District Financials for November 1st through the 30th, 2012, presented by the
Secretary. Seguida.
Adrian, can I have this?
Yes, that's yours.
Sure. That's all right.
If we go to the financial statements on starting with page one of your local funds. We are approximately at 30% of our collections of revenues at this point, where December and January are the big months of collection of our property taxes. And so you'll see between now and the next couple of months, our percentage collected will be at a higher rate. As far as our expenditures go within our local funds, we also are at a 38% I will mention that within the local funds, we do have our state comp ed funds, in which we've already put some deadlines for our principals to go ahead and expend those funds at a 50% rate by this point in time, so that we ensure that we don't face any funding that we didn't expend as we should have with the maximum requirements that we have. Under page, on page two, you'll see your the state comp ed funds, and as of November 30th, we're at 38% overall on expenditures.
Is that commensurate with last year?
Yes, it is. I don't have last year's report with me in front of me, but it's about the same rate. The pattern has been to hit on the spring. During the springtime is where the expenditures really hit hard. On the
was last year 10 months?
This
was the first 12 months after the change, right? So I would like to see another column to compare it for the previous year. I know last year that wouldn't have made sense because we had an off year of two months. But for the next one, yes.
Sure.
All right.
Would you like, I can draw up a report of this month's financials, or are you...
No, I'm talking about next month.
January, just have it written.
Yeah, just so that we'll know, in other words, on your next report, how we're on track as compared to last year.
Uh-huh. Sounds good.
All right.
How we're pacing.
Mm-hmm. Under page three, we've got our food service funding, and we have you can see there the 13% collected on revenues, and so those funds begin to come in as we submit our reimbursements for the actual meals that we serve. And so we're at a 45% expenditure, which is a good target. We don't have a required expenditure amount to go with the food service, but she's on track with all her expenditures, being at the 6-month mark of our year, our fiscal year. And then we've got, of course, on page four, our debt service fund. And again, we're at 34% collected, being that December and January are our property tax months. You'll notice, especially by next month, that there will be a considerable higher level of funds received at that point. Under page five, we have our cash and investment balances by fund. And total investments, at this point, our cash on hand is $46.9 million. You see on the column, the first column, you've got the different investment pools and bank institutions, and then across the top, from left to right, we have the different funding sources from general operating, deferred food service, our health insurance, and they're all outlined. We do have a comparison at the very bottom of the past 3 years, fiscal year 12, 11, and 10. And so that gives you, for example, fiscal year 10, at this point, we had $30 million in cash and investments compared to $46.9 million that we currently have at the same time 3 years later.
Can I make a break in this?
Sure.
You know, maybe it just came on like a light bulb in my blonde head, I don't know. But we're getting back like $1 million on our bond refunding?
Yes, and it'll be savings, not all in 1 year. It'll be savings in what we pay out our debt service payments.
So we will not realize any cash in hand?
No. Okay, no, it's just a matter of the tax rate will maintain, be able to maintain.
Okay, thank you. Then the light didn't go on the mic.
Well, it will in a sense because we had projected to actually increase it. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But we won't able to increase it unless we decide that we want to. But our fund balance in terms of debt service is pretty good.
We're
so there's no need for that.
Is the difference could be some of the money that we're thinking is the overage on the new school.
And in consideration, as we had with the board, with the community, when we were going for the bond, we talked about the $3 million that we would use from the bond money to offset and keep our tax rate.
Tax increase.
We can actually look at our fund balance and debt service and perhaps free up some of those $3 million and make a bond project money. Mm-hmm.
That's true. That we could do. That we could do.
Yes.
Thank you. Sorry to interrupt.
Nope.
And that would be, we could probably do that every, in other words, every year a portion.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because currently we've got fund balance and we have the bond money sitting there.
And over a couple of years, it could be an amount of probably, I don't know, we'll probably see realize most of those savings up in the front years?
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was the first couple of years that...
I think it was the first 4 years.
Mm-hmm. So if we take a look at even if we... is it amortized over 15?
Yes, it looks like it's a couple more. 2013 through 2031. So
18
years? Mm-hmm. So even just divided by 20, we're talking of about, around 50 grand a year. And it's really more because of the first few years we do that. So for the first couple of years, in terms of how much we'd be able to pay off, we might be able to pull out some of that.
Right. And I can certainly talk to Jeff and share our fund balance and debt service, and maybe he can help us project some savings or, whether or not we can let go of some of the bond money.
Maybe what he can do is tell us what the present day value of that savings of the $1 million is that we might be able to pull out and keep it amortized over the 18 years, but pull out the present day value towards the bond. I don't know if that's possible or not, but...
Oh, but we can ask.
We can ask.
Never hurts.
Never.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
All right. Anybody else? Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Under page 6, we have our investments by the fund, and this is a breakdown, as stated by investment pool. It does give you a 3-year picture, and it gives you on the top left corner the average monthly rate. Of course, our interest rates are not very good, but we do provide you a rate by month so that you can have a comparison. And total investments are at $42.8 million right now. Under page 7, the tax collection, we are currently under the fund, fund 199, which is our operating. We have total deposits in the amount of $1.2 million. And then under debt service, we have $279,000. And again, next month, this report will definitely reflect a huge increase. Page 8 is our tax collection report. And so this one does have a 3-year comparison. We are currently at $1.5 million in collections for November, a total of $2 million overall year to date, which is about an 8% collection to date. And if you see compared to last year, and this is largely also attributed to our valuations going up, where last year we were at $800,000 collected at this point, right now we're at $1.5. So it's a considerable increase.
Yeah.
Under workers' compensation fund, this is page 9. Right now we have total revenues for current year of $128,000 versus expenditures of $185,000. We did update our fund balance amounts now that we finished the actual audit. And so at this point last year we were doing better. We were in a positive of $15,000. We were $15,000 of revenue over expenditures. However, at this point, I'm not familiar with the claims that are currently going on, but there's obviously some claims in that have been hitting our fund.
I'd like to see whether what those...
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a jump from
a
11 to 12 and even now to 13.
We're talking about a $75,000 difference.
Yeah.
I will look into that.
That's quite considerable.
We did change our provider, but I'll get a true picture for you.
And even if we discount for the amount of the revenues from last year that was quite substantially higher, we're still talking of about, we're talking quite a bit of a difference, even allowing for the...
$12,000 more in claims, more or less.
Yeah. So.
Well, that's just from 13 to 12. I'm looking at the 11 to 12 and 13.
That is,
I may be wrong on that one, but wow.
Yeah, it is.
I will provide it better. Sure, we'll get with Mr. Gonzalez to assist me in getting that information.
All right.
Under page 10, our healthcare fund, We are, our fund balances are, have been updated at the bottom. We're at 2.1 as our fund balance for fiscal year 12. Our revenues are at 2 million and our expenditures are at 2.2. And so we have had a decrease there. Revenues over expenditures of 162,000. And as you can see, the claims have gone up compared from fiscal year 11 to 12 and now to 13.
Has there been anybody?
I will find out. I
like
don't
a heart
have
attack
those.
Or?
I don't have this, but I can certainly go with. I'm sorry? For the what? Healthcare fund.
Oh, no. If they're doing pretty good. We're actually, in the excuse me, in the last meeting, we're actually, it looks like we're going to be having a better year.
I'll see what I can get.
And it may be that some of those are catastrophic that we're going to get reimbursements from. Can you check for the next meeting to find out?
Yeah. Again, that trend is scary. I guess that's just healthcare.
You know, medical costs could be another. I'm not sure. I'll look into it.
You know, you would think with Obamacare, because I know just personally that my medical costs have gone down. But I used to pay $30 where I pay zero for it now.
I will. I'll look into it and get Amado to help me with that report. Under page 11, we have our Fund 691, which is our 2006 bond series. And on the very top, we reflect that right now we've got 6.9 million available of those bonds, and our interest earned to date is $9,148. On the very last, well, obviously the first column gives you the project description, and the very last gives you the remaining budget. As you can see, we do have that $3 million we talked about as the bond relief. It's at 2.9 million right now. We do have the football field turf with a $292,000 amount. When the insurance had come, had paid for the damages through the audit, we were required to reclassify the payment of the insurance, which left these funds here. I know that Gloria and Jennifer meet very frequently to discuss the movement of any funds that are no longer needed in that specific project. So it's very likely that by next month, this amount will be moved into the pool of funds that, as we need funds from one project, if it's completed, we'll start adding them up. So there's an additional $4,600 in the ADA drinking fountains. We've got that in three different slots, so it's about $12,000 there. Security cameras, that still has not gone, has not been spent. There's 200,000 that have been sitting there for quite a while. The plan is, of course, to move forward. And I know Jennifer has talked about getting those
security. Where is this at?
It's several campuses. I don't have that, the specifics, but I can definitely get that information for you. And we've got the $2.1 million in the construction for the PK-8, and then 1.8 for construction fee. So it's a total of about 3.9 million that are part of the PK-8 construction. We've got the $107,000 for the lighting and retrofits district wide. And again, we review with Jennifer to ensure that if the project is completed, that we move it out and put it into the bond project pool. But they have not been moved out at this point.
Martha?
Yes?
One recommendation on the, where it has the land purchase 106 elementary, maybe we can just change that to PK now.
Okay, update it?
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Trapp, I have a question.
Yes.
I'm looking at page 12, construction / architect on, as you just said, Army 3K. Mm-hmm.
$2,135,000, right? Okay, that was the beginning budget?
Uh-huh.
And then as we've had some expenditures, and this is
it out the fiscal years, if you note on the top, we end up with 2.1 million.
Okay, I see that. Over on this new paper we just got, there's a breakdown. Architect's fee is 1 million. Is this included in this?
That was created by Mr. Venegas, and I don't believe that Gloria had an opportunity to review that with that, right?
Well, he finished that about 4 o'clock this afternoon.
I guess what I'm getting at is we have 2 million budgeted, and over here we see a reflection of 1 million, so there should be 1 million left to come.
No, because that's just like the complete construction of it, what we need to build a facility. This is part of the budget that we have. This plus the fund 692, which is bond series 2011, combined is the totals of 20 million that we need.
But I'm just thinking of the architect's fee.
No. This item reflects construction slash architect.
Okay, thank you. I understand. Thank you, sir. Jim.
I'm
totally there.
Yeah, that's just this part of it.
I'm there.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Would you like for me to go down the list of expenditures that are still there, the budgets that are still there? You can see we still have a lot of the playground equipment. It's the very last 5 line items on the report. Where $19,000 was allocated, for the most part, the funds are still there.
We should see some of that come down with some of the other campuses that just put some in, right?
If we don't have any encumbrances yet, so, but I guess in the coming months that will definitely start.
Right.
I guess all the legwork has been in process to get all the bids and the quotes in line, so it's not until all the purchase orders come in that we'll start encumbering these funds.
Okay.
We go to page 13, which is fund 692. This is the 2011 bond series. You'll notice we have the very first line item. It says unallocated bond projects. There's $8.7 million there, and that's either Jennifer has not identified the cost of certain projects that are still pending. But we do have budgeted quite a few from the lighting improvements, shade projects, building remodeling, additional playground projects. And then it appears that we have spent, of the 20 million that we received, 22 million that we received, we have a balance of 18.8 million. So we haven't expended as much as we would like to. Under the last pages is our current weekly enrollment report. And we're at 6,036 students enrolled in our district as of November 3rd. Jeez.
You said?
6,036.
Great. All right. Any questions, guys?
No.
Thank you, Ms. Giddy. That was very nice.
Thank you. Okay. Next agenda item.
Agenda item 2I, the unit bid for November 1st through the 30th, 2012, presented by Ms. Aguirre.
Oh. Of course.
Ms. Searles, go ahead.
Of course, Mr. Cornell. And you don't have to answer not one of them. Let's just go through them real quick and you can give a written reply.
Okay.
Page 2, for ACT Incorporated, $6,777.25. When I read the description, there's a canceled in there. So if you could clarify what canceled.
Okay.
Page, this one is just a great thing. You don't even have to answer me on this. Page 14 and 15, I see where we're paying money to register for the schools to be in spelling bees. I'm so happy. That's wonderful. Page 46, Capshaw Olivas Music Centers, $4,513. All I want to know is, did this come from his allotment that we give him, or is it over and above?
Okay. No, it's over and above, and it was actually Northwest.
Okay.
And some then, high school. But I,
okay, then don't even deal with that. You just answered it.
Okay.
Page 63. It's to Dell Marketing, actually, but there's $1,628 to be used by the yearbook committee. Do we produce our own yearbook?
No.
Okay. That's just...
It was like, ink for the printer.
So they can produce the stuff to give it to somebody else who
right.
makes the final project. Thank you. Page 69. ECS Learning Systems, Inc. for $3,330.31. If Ms. Vera could tell us if that is being evaluated in her evaluation. Page 82. And this is our monthly electric service fee, and I've asked you, this has been kind of an ongoing thing. On page 82, you've got a lot of numbers, and they, you know, they run a little high, a little low, but then you've got the one for $17,244. On page 85, El Paso Water Utilities Public Service Board, same story. Everybody's running kind of a regular rate, and then you see somebody's got
$3,588. I will let you know that the El Paso Water Utility, and you said on page 85? The $3,005? I'll double check if it's the campus that we've been discussing in the past. CMS, we have discovered there is a leak of some sorts underground. The PSB has come to see it, and I know that Jennifer and Pablo have been working.
We're spending a fortune.
Right.
This is thousands of dollars
every
year.
And we have been reaching out to them since September. They finally came down to see us, and so I'm hoping that somewhere in our discussions.
And remind them that we were ever so kind to give them an easement through the middle of our property. Come fix our leak. I've really been concerned because, you know, we've been talking about this for a while. Page 110. It's a bunch of boilers at the different middle schools.
For Granger?
Yeah. Page 114. Contracted services, it looks like $600 for contracted services to oversee wastewater operation training. I just don't understand. Page 125. It's Johnson Controls, and they've done...
Johnston Supply?
No, actually, it's 124. I believe it starts with Johnson Controls.
Yes.
What we've hired them to do, is this getting the job done, or is it just some old stuff that needed to be fixed? Page 147, and it's really a small amount, but it's to Main Auto Parts to fix up the ag truck. My question is, how old is the ag truck? What's the mileage on it? And in our new budget, are we looking at a new one for them?
Okay.
I do know that Ron Gill is looking for a new truck.
Good, because my guess is this probably got about 200,000 miles on it.
At least.
although I did see it just the other day, it looks fine, maybe under the hood, but it doesn't present like an old truck. It looks...
But, I mean, like, I think it's about time that they be included in the budget, and Mr. Coronado, I would like to see that for...
I think it's not that we have to get rid of that. It'd be
it can be something else. Absolutely.
Could be useful still.
Yeah, there was a discussion that they would get transportation to purchase that for transportation, and then buy them a new one.
But I think that it's time for them to.
I agree with you.
And then there's CT&E funding
is there. Obviously there. Yep. Like they could go buy it in the morning.
Yes.
Page 151, mentoring money for 9,400. Same question, is it on the evaluation rule? Okay. I think there's only one more. Yes. On page 272, Superior Seating Installation Company, we paid him $950. It's not the amount, it's just the description that we had to pay him for mileage, lodging, and meals. Did they come from somewhere far away?
I will find that. We choose inspection, but I will look into it.
Okay, that's it. Thank you very much, Mr. Coronado. And Ms. Gibb.
Lori, Adrian, any questions?
Not touching that.
All right. Then
no, I'll let you do that when I have time.
You'll get those
into
Friday bracket. Okay. Next agenda item.
Agenda item 2J, purchase of furniture for Valentino School. Presenter Mr. Gettman.
All right. Yeah, we've got several items here, guys. Do you guys have any issues with discussing any of these for that we're not going to recommend to the board? And let's pull those out because there's a lot of these are just.
They're just.
Yeah, I've reviewed them all and.
I only have one question,
Lori.
It's on N, the books from Opal Books, and has nothing to do with the name. But I did say on page 30 in our little board book. That there's going to be a free iPad 2 and a free Kindle. And I know that we've had past issues about getting something free with the order and it's caused a problem, and I just want to make sure that it's not causing the problem.
No, we're catching those in a warehouse and we're making sure they're tagged and put into our assets, and we usually give them donated to the library.
That's exactly what we're doing. David Solis over at Finance has been, he came and talked to the librarians, and what my comment was, why don't we just do it and we can send it back? He goes, oh, no, Ms. Kirby, that's not what I wanted. And so he sat down and he created a process, and what that is now we put that, that's why you see it on
the
back, because then when they could do it, then it will come in. They'll look for it in the warehouse. They will now tag it. It comes in and now becomes an asset.
Thank you.
Another option that we've experienced with these Kenyals that come in is that the librarians wish to make them a reward for like accelerated reader.
Right.
And so in the cases like those, what we guide them to do is we don't tag them as a district asset, but we have them do a donation letter.
Yes.
And they...
But that's why it's new. You got it on the PR because that's the only way we could do it so that the warehouse would know it was coming in.
I just know that we've had problems and it's been an issue, and I thought, gee, this is great. There's nothing better than something for nothing, but
what the warehouse does is when they receive any shipment that doesn't have a purchase order reflected on the packing or invoice, we do reach out to the receiver, whoever the recipient might be, or then the vendor, to verify that there's a purchase order or it's a free gift or a free item. Then we get them to document that so we don't get billed.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr.
Any other questions from the other items? All right. Well, unless you all have anything to point out from these, we'll recommend those items to the board on Tuesday.
Thank you.
All right. Anything else?
Thank you, Board, and really thank you for the pre-K-8 roundtable. We got a lot done tonight.
We did. It looks good.
I'm going to write you guys a formal letter tomorrow.
A lot more comfortable with it. All right, we're adjourned. Huh? Thanks, Doc.
It was very good.
What time is it, sir?
It is
time to go home, Dr.
9:10.
What's the matter with you?
Oh, it's time to go home.
She needed the time.
Do we have to ask for the meeting? Thank you, sir.